You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Oh, wow.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
Oh. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No. What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Yes. Back again with the funniest fucking podcast, comedians podcast. I mean, hands down. I mean, it's the way it is, Joe. That's just the way it is.
When I'm here, I would say it's definitely you got an argument.
Why does he sound very canny?
Yeah, I sound canny. Uncanny.
Why does he sound canny?
I feel like uncanny is one of those words that no one really knows what it means. Don't you find that?
Uncanny?
Yeah.
I know what it means.
People say it.
Let's look it up.
About,
what is uncanny?
Well,
the
you're
origins.
You're going to say what it means before you look it up. People only use it with the look. He looks like him. It's uncanny how much they look alike.
Does he sound a little like in a can?
Yeah, he's in a can.
Why is he in a can?
Do I sound like I'm in a can?
Yeah, that's better.
I don't even hear
myself. What's going on? That's better.
Ah.
You sound way better.
I'm canny.
Do you need more? We're changing the whole studio up here. We have a lot of changes happening.
I literally didn't know what this word meant. Did you know what this word meant? You're looking now.
I'm looking
you
now.
You fucking cheater.
I didn't see it, though.
You said you knew what it meant,
see.
And now you've looked.
Dude, it
what does it mean?
Uncanny. It's from the canneries back in Monterey, California. It was being watched.
What?
It's about, you know, uncanny feeling about being watched.
It means strange or mysterious, especially in an unsettling way.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought uncanny meant, like, they look so much alike that's fucking...
No, it's
it means it's mysterious.
I have no idea what it means.
Well,
that
now we
Monterey
know.
Thing I made up.
Unsettling.
You're uncanny. Your face is uncanny.
Your body is uncanny.
Whoa.
You went face. That's hurtful. You can hide your body with clothes. My face is out there. And I'm sensitive about my face. You're not sensitive about your body.
I'm very sensitive about my body.
What? I did not know that.
No, did you hear that? Fucking phlegm. Anyways, we got a brand new sponsor. You're going to love.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. Blue Chew. Blue Chew, baby.
By the way, who's the woman in the uncanny photo?
This is the uncanny valley where it's the difference between like a AI thing and a real person.
Oh, okay.
Is she AI?
Yeah, she's AI.
Oh,
AI? No shit.
Yeah.
Well, can we go to her after? Uncanny Valley after. Anyways, Blue Chew. You remember when back in the day, you probably are still there, Joe. Maybe you're not. Where you just, you know, always ready to go.
Yes, I am still always ready to go.
When you can finish and go right again, you're ready to go for another shot.
No, I don't have that.
When you performed, it was
never
three quarters mast. It was always ba-boom. Full mast, baby. Yes. Shot through the heart. And you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
I thought it was too late. You're too late.
Too late for love.
I don't know which one
baby,
it is.
Baby, you're too late.
Now she's late for her period.
Now
pregnancy.
I have to punch her in the stomach and hope it dies.
If they don't, if they overturn the abortion laws, that's how it'll be. And
cold.
That's what you want.
And that's when you invest in cold hanger sales.
I give to Planned Parenthood monthly.
Yes,
$10.
Me too. Yes, you don't.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do?
I do.
They took my warts off.
This is my lying face. I do.
Yeah, you go high pitch.
I do. I sing the song. Anyway, speaking of this, let me finish this. Like all things, age catches up to you, Joe. I'm older.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, which I am getting a batch of. You can increase your performance and get some extra power in bed for free with promo code DUDE. It's free, man. You got to love free.
I'm going to get some.
Oh, you should. You just try it. BlueChew.com. That's blue. All right, like the color blue, chew, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Since they're chewable, they work. It's like now it's good because I like to eat, so it's like food. So mm-hmm. It hits both of my favorite sex, hard-on, and I get to eat.
Bomb.
It's right here. Since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready to go whenever opportunity arises. With Blue Chew, you'll be 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, it can be shortened. Your recovery period.
Your penis?
No, the recovery period.
Ah.
All right? If you want to go again in the same night, you can do it twice.
Love it.
Love it. Blue Chew ships straight to the door. Discreet packaging, Joe. So your neighbors aren't going to know your little wee-wee doesn't make it up.
That's what Planned Parenthood does, too.
So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy. The best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster.
Mm.
What's not the... All right, relax. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Your dick.
Hard dicks.
Harder faster. That is great, isn't it?
Pull up harddicks.org. No.
No. Harder faster. It's made in the USA, so it's a hard USA. You can support this country, make this country great again.
Ugh.
And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than pharmacy. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special code... Dude, that's Dude, D-U-D-E. Just pay $5 shipping. You get your stuff for free. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Dude to try it for free. We're done. That's it. Wrap it up.
Quiet Lou is here.
He's very quiet. What's up, Louie?
You okay?
Infuriating. Well, we'll fix it for you. Relax. Where are you coming from, Lou?
I went and did a little steam action.
Oh, you sounded a little sick.
You should steam after the show.
No.
I don't like how lackadaisical you are.
I don't have time after the show. I'm going to like a pumpkin thing.
Smashing pumpkin?
You sound a little nasally.
I was sick, and then I went to Tampa, then L.A., and what are you making that face for?
I'm listening. It's my fucking, listening face.
What do you think I'm doing?
Why are you so paranoid?
I'm not fucking in there. I'm listening.
You call me a liar with your eyes.
No, dude, you're such a Puerto Rican. No, I'm not.
Like it.
I'm literally listening to you.
I'm in a heroin nod.
Literally
though.
Listening.
I'm listening
right now.
I don't
like how much alliteration you use by saying literally
just
listening.
Just because you're fucking threatening other comics, don't come in and threaten me.
What are you talking about? We don't talk about this no more, bro. What are you, a rat?
Why, you're not supposed to talk about it?
Well, you know, we're in a little bit of fucking litigation. So literally listen to this litigation limerick.
Is it really?
No.
Very interesting.
No, we're not in litigation.
Very interesting. Anyways, we had a good time in Florida. Lewis came down with his kid, Jamesy, little Jamesy.
Yes, the better kid.
And his girlfriend, who I love, Kim Condon.
I'm a so-so.
She's the best.
That's not her name.
Kim Condon, right? Condon.
Condon.
Condon. Whatever, Condon. Who gives a shit? With her family. I love her mom. Oh, God, do I love her mom. Her whole family.
Her mom, by the way, since then has moved out of the house and got her own apartment.
I didn't do anything.
What'd you do, Bob? What did you do to Kim's mom?
I didn't do shit, dude.
Kim's mom is like a straight
me?
Up over the top, like Puerto Rican lady. Like accent.
Dude.
Big tits.
She's like, if you're delivering subs or pizza and you get the call, I want to get a small Italian and a personal pie. And you show up and she opens the door. You're like, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Why don't you come in, puppy?
Yeah, Bobby liked it.
Oh.
She looked like a chick that you would like date.
Oh, God. She was so. But Kim, first of all, Kim's just ridiculous. I've told you that. She's just nuts. She's, yeah, like, perfect. Her sister.
What do you mean? You're saying a lot of different words. I don't know what you're talking about. Ridiculously Kim, hot, ridiculously fun,
hot.
Crazy.
Kim is, like, so my speed. When I used to date, that's the girl I thought I'd always be with, like a Puerto Rican like that with an attitude. Her little sister is fucking smoking, too.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Haley. I don't know if she's old enough to say she's smoking.
I thought she was 17.
Yeah, she just turned 17. You're right.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Bobby, we'll edit this.
No, she's smoking. She's a pretty girl.
And then she's got another sister who has a kid who's smoking.
Yeah, beautiful. But we spent the day at the Busch Gardens with the kids. It was fun, man. It was a good time.
The kids had
a blast. We went on a couple roller coaster rides. I put people's lives in danger with my stomach.
Dude, when they fucking... I have a video I got to show you, dude. It's Bobby. He couldn't fit in the fucking seat. And... instead of getting out, what they did was they
called in the cooler.
They called in the
fatter
biggest,
person,
fattest woman that worked in the park.
All of a sudden, you hear this. Margaret.
Yeah,
we got another one. This 2-ton Tessie.
She was a monster.
Comes out,
like
she's got a fucking Busch Gardens shirt tucked in, like it doesn't fit.
Ugh.
She comes over to me. I'm sitting.
She looked
there.
Like the Cloverfield monsters.
She come nothing here. Take this. Yeah,
he
keep
left.
It over here.
He giggled.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave
it. Give it to me.
No, we'll leave it. He
give
left.
It to me.
Nope, I don't want to just give it to you. We'll
Lewis's energy is a problem. I'm just going to put that out there. It's a problem.
I'm trying to be calm, and I'm trying to. I have to go to anger management now.
Do you really?
Mm.
Yes.
Court ordered?
No.
Who ordered?
There's no litigation. I'm ordering it on myself.
Yes.
Oh, so you don't have to go.
No, I don't have to, but I know
well,
I have to
find,
go.
Can you split the difference, as they say in the business?
Just go once.
Usually
a month.
You come in, you kick over a thing, you yeah. scream, and you then I can be the kind of guy that just shoots out a thing because you're talking a bunch, and I go, it's a zinger.
Sorry.
You're over here. It's like I'm hanging out with Mitch Hedberg.
Cunt. Who's this fag?
Still,
nice.
The energy is low.
Nice,
it's not
nice,
the content.
Nice
the
nose piercing. Where'd you get it from? Your boyfriend's asshole?
Yeah.
Oh. It'd be funny if he really did. His boyfriend's asshole.
Yeah, my boyfriend pierces noses with his asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't like it.
I bet someone does that. You know what I mean? It feels like you always feel like you're making a thing up, and then you Google it, and there's like 3,000 hits of people that pierce with their assholes. Anyways, I'm just saying you're a little low energy is my point.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm not trying to be fucking crazy, doggy. I'm trying to fucking be a little bit more even-keeled and Key and Peele. Trying to be a little more like Key and Peele, like nice black guys.
We should get Key and Peele.
How great would they be? They'd be so energetic. They crush it with their energy.
Yes. Mm. I'm just saying you sound a little off.
All right, come on, who?
Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Let's fucking go.
What is that?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Is it because you're making fun of yourself? You're making fun of your normal self.
You're acting like a
how do
fucking...
I normally act? Am I not doing
this
a fucking
This is better.
Thing?
We're getting you there. We're getting close.
Okay, I just came in. I was a little bit late. You guys were reading a fucking Blue Chew
That's
ad.
That's right. Here we go.
Here we go. Lewis.
I love Blue Chew, by the way.
Oh, they're great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Blue Chew?
I got a shipment coming in. I can't
Are
wait to use it.
Are you 36 years old?
Yeah. It's not about having an erectile dysfunction. It's about making sex better. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
all right.
Sexual enhancement, doggy. I'll give you some.
Blue Chews. Yeah, I'll take some.
I'll give you some.
I'll put them in my ass and chew them.
You got any on you? What?
I don't, but
you can chew with your ass.
I do give them out to
Is that where the rest of your teeth went?
Bobby, that's really insensitive. That's the second face joke. We're only 8 minutes in. I'm having a hard time.
Come on, people are liking it.
But yeah, I can chew with my ass. I go like this. You kind of flinch. Squinch.
Anyways, we had a good time. It was funny that fat lady.
What happened to the fat lady?
She comes over to the thing, and she put all her weight, and you just hear click, click.
Oh, God. Could you breathe the whole time?
And my spleen shot out of my belly button. I looked over at Lewis, and of course, I'm like, I know it. He's sitting there with his dumb phone, videotaping everything. I'm like, put that away.
I didn't post it because I legitimately just felt bad that I would be making fun of this whale of a woman. Because there's no way.
And the lady.
We got him back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
And I try not to call you fat in front of your kid. That's a weird thing because I have a kid too. And it's
you're a good guy.
You're supposed to fucking be awesome in every way in front of your kid.
In front of your kids.
I mean, he knows you're fat. I'm sure he sees you and understands.
He came up to me. He slapped my belly like a drum. He was like, digga, 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 digga. I'm like, hey, relax, Max.
That was fun because I legitimately thought you were going to say he knows you're awesome. And then to hear fat instead of awesome was really, that's what comedy's all about.
Because you don't want to, like, I don't want to, like, cut you down in front. Even we bust balls with each other.
We don't.
But I don't want to, like, cut you down in front of your kid. You're supposed to be a superhero in front of your
it's
kid.
It's funny how, I mean, I think that day was a great day with both kids. Yeah. Lewis is a great dad. Our kids are good together. They have their little problems, but we all work it out. It was a fucking great day.
It was so funny. Yeah. We did the radio. I came in with my son at like, 7 in the morning, and he's playing a Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then afterward, and he's just sitting there with his legs crossed.
Yeah, he's sitting there like he's gonna waiting to blow guys. Just he crosses his legs.
He's like, dude, could you tell your kid to not cross his sexy legs like that?
Yeah, he really was.
He's got long, sexy Puerto Rican legs.
Well, he looks like he was waiting to fucking do ice skating for the Olympics. He literally had his legs, his long, sexy gay legs, were crossed. He didn't look up once from his fucking Nintendo Switch
with his beautiful hair.
That's his nickname, Switch. We
shit.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Switchblade.
The shows are great too.
Give him the fucking bandana.
No, that was a purposely that bad one.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can't fucking chip the show.
Switch blade.
No, he did.
Because he's Puerto Rican.
She does fucking punny
it
shit.
It doesn't matter if you fucking don't get the laugh. You got to take the bandana.
But what about you as earlier? What about you as earlier? You fucking
giggled.
Low energy
you giggled,
fucking
bitch.
What?
You can't help it.
I giggle because I'm afraid of you, especially when you're all knotted out on heroin. I'll take the bomb dana. I'll take it with pride.
It.
I like the bomb dana.
Take it.
I enjoy it.
You need it with
as
pride.
As long as you don't call it
you
the bomb bandana.
FOMO?
What's, you're coming in extremely anti-gay.
A parade for your fucking people. Both of you guys over here, gays, right? Am I right?
Oh, what?
They're gays.
Wow, you're heating them
I'm
up
going
now.
Back to, I'm going back to 2016, Lewis.
You've gone 100% gay jokes, and you've made two borderline pedophilia jokes calling his son's
borderline.
Sexy.
I said his legs, his hot legs.
He crossed the line. So the pedophilia line's way back
what
there.
What are you talking about?
You called a 17-year-old a smoke show,
she,
and then you called a 6-year-old
first of all, I thought
hot.
She was 18. I thought she was 18.
No, you didn't.
Well, I thought she was I thought she was old. She's older, right?
Yeah.
I thought she had a kid. I thought that was her kid.
And she, you were totally okay with her being 17.
Well, dude, my mother had my sister when she was 15.
It's
she
sad.
When she was 18.
It's a sad
I'm fine
thing.
With that. Why would I not be? Most back in the day, most people had kids at 15.
Yeah.
No, this isn't back in the day. It's
Romeo and Juliet were 11.
All right, well, let's not get carried away. We're not getting that
Did we
that
watch
far.
It on this show? We watched Romeo and Juliet. Was it this one or Legion of Skanks?
I don't know.
The one we watched in high school, like the old school Romeo and Juliet where the girl had her like tits out.
Yeah.
We watched that scene. That girl was like 14 in that
What's
scene.
What's the age of consent in Tampa?
In Florida, I think, was 18.
Oh, shit.
Florida's 18?
Specifically Tampa, I think, is lower, but...
Oh, let me see Tampa. Find Let's out what see. Tampa, because we're
find.
In Tampa.
Let's find.
Yeah, if it's
Let's
Tampa, see. I'm fucking great.
Florida.
Make sure to vote Florida.
Oh, okay. You can, if you're 23 or younger, you can engage in legal sexual activity with someone that's 16 or 17.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're, no, you're not 23 or younger.
I don't want to have sex with them.
You're 48.
I can, yeah, but it's legal to have sex with a 16 or 17-year-old.
If you're under the age of 23.
But you could talk about it if you're 50 and below.
Well, you could talk about anything.
No, I would never. I wouldn't even think of that. I was with my wife. I was having a great time.
Why would you think about actually, a tight, young 17-year-old girl when you're with your wife?
Robert, sorry, if after 2007...
Why would I think of the mom of that tight... We were on the ride, this wet ride, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, please, God. There's one point...
It was the bumper cars. It wasn't a wet ride.
No, it was... What was it? The Raging Rapids.
Yeah.
Mm. And we're on this thing, and there's one point where only one section gets wet. And Kim and her mom was sitting in... I was like, please, God, let that section... And thank God we came through, and that waterfall fell right on both of them.
Oh,
I was like, yes!
I'm extremely uncomfortable with every...
Granted,
the
side of the boat that Bobby was on was completely submerged in water. Granted, the side of the boat
no, we got it.
Bobby
we just,
was on was
we,
completely submerged in water.
We just saw you pause, and
granted,
you literally saw you thinking it, and then you delivered it. It was garbage.
It was the... was it the starboard
Hang
side
on
or
second.
The portly side?
Hang on one side.
Thank you.
Granted, the side that Bobby was on was completely submerged in water.
Portly side.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
Not you.
No, I got a good laugh from Becky.
Yeah, then you went to L.A. after that.
Yeah.
How was your Sunday night show?
Great.
Yeah.
Really fun. Yeah, the club, club's cool.
How's
there.
Your hour?
Side Splitters is dope.
Side Splitters is the one. I mean, one of
I
the
I love
best
Side
clubs.
Splitters.
I really do, too. One of the best clubs out there. Yeah. Low ceilings, middle of fucking nowhere. All they got chips and popcorn. It's not about fucking steaks and the menu. It's
And Bosco sticks.
What's a Bosco stick?
I think it's called a Bosco. That's what they call it. It's like a mozzarella. It's like a cheesy bread.
Yeah. They got that too, I guess. But one of my favorite clubs in the fucking world.
Mine too.
Unbelievable. I want to say Vegas too. Last night, Dave Attell sold out Comedy Cellar Vegas last night and apparently fucking murdered. Vecchione was there last night too. Vecchione, everybody murdered last night. I heard it was one of the best shows ever. Yeah, there he is right there. Dave Attell, he's there tonight. There's only a few tickets left. It was fucking legitimately every single... They had to add seats. They had to get seats from outside of the room and put seats in. That was the first time that's happened at this club because they're going to start doing headliner nights.
Wow.
On the beginning of the week.
Dave looks thrilled.
He fucking murdered last night. Killed it. Quinn's there the rest of the week. Chrissy D and Quinn, Colin Quinn.
But when I came in, I thought he was Chrissy D. I don't even know your new guy.
My name's Mike.
Mike. Just the same as the other guy.
I don't like how you guys are getting new people, and I have to get used to them, and I have to... Because people don't like me at first, so now I have a weird
people
thing.
Don't like you at second.
Well, third. First, second, and third. Hey, I'm in Vegas with Ari Shaffir. Listen to this show.
When?
March 20th through the 24th. You ready
Where?
For this lineup?
Where?
Fucking Vegas. Cellar, Vegas. March 20th to 24th. Here's the lineup. Mm. Get ready.
Yeah.
Because this is funny.
Yeah.
Gary Veeder. I'll go from shittiest to best.
I'm kidding. What are you doing? We're really... Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I really
I'm kidding.
I'm
kidding.
This lineup.
I'm kidding. Gary Veeder's a killer. Killer. Gary Veeder. Yes. Mike Vecchione.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark Normand. Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
There we got a headliner.
And yeah. me.
You got a headliner and three middlers. And an MC.
Ari's a storyteller, okay?
He really is. He really should live in New Hampshire.
Me, Ari, Mark, Vecchio, and
Veeder. That's a crazy show.
That's a good show.
That's a crazy show. When is that?
March 20th to the 24th, please.
Comedy Cellar Vegas. Buy tickets now.
Buy them early.
Buy them now. Get them.
I'll be at the Comedy Cellar in Vegas in June.
Not the same
day. When are you going?
You want to know my lineup?
Yeah, I do.
My lineup, it's Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman. Yeah. They're going to reenact their young masturbation session. They're like a one-man show type thing.
We got it when you said it.
Cosby.
You didn't have to pause. And
Cosby's in prison. Doesn't work.
No, they're letting him out for one fucking weekend, Joe. See, this is how big my show is. It's not Gary Veeder.
Yeah.
Fucking loser Gary Veeder. Didn't even win America's Got
Talent.
Weren't
you his best man at his wedding? You gave a speech?
I don't think about it anymore.
I think about it every day.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
No, I won't be at the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas.
Why not?
I got to put in for avails. I never have done it yet.
Yeah, you work the club. You should work. Yeah. You should do a Legion of Skanks out there. You, Dave, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
And then maybe get Dan Soda.
Yes.
Or someone else who maybe do a Legion bonfire type week.
Ooh.
Bonfire?
Bonfire. What are you? Are you correction police now? Well, is that what you're gonna do? Is that how you get your jokes?
Bonfire?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I hope you die. So Comedy Cellar Vegas. Go to ComedyCellarVegas.com. That sounds like a great week.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Laughable.com.
Why are there so many, like, we're advertising for so much right now?
I usually do that at the beginning, but I didn't.
A lot of things that are happening.
Yeah.
Can we just fucking talk about your shirt or his fucking nose ring again?
Chill out. We got it. It's all good. You're all set. You'll be fine. Laughable.com. Go get the app, laughable.com. It's one of the best podcasting apps out there. And that's it.
Louis is like a podcast mogul. His topic of discussion is your shirt.
Yeah.
No,
why don't we move things on to some better business?
Yeah,
Bobby's shirt.
By the way, I can literally talk about anything. I talk for 10 hours a week. That's what I do.
That's why your voice probably hurts.
No, my voice doesn't hurt. My voice feels good. My heart hurts, Joe.
Why?
You.
What?
This is what I'd rather go back to an ad. Do we have any more ads?
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can talk about?
We got another ad if you
want. Anyways. Yeah, so anyway, I was a little worried about you in Vegas this week. I guess you can't talk about it, but...
What, in Los Angeles, you
Yeah, I turn on the fucking thing, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I can talk about it. I've just told the story 100 times.
I understand.
So I haven't heard anything. I'd like to hear it.
Come up with a different angle on it.
I just felt... I get nervous with you because I'm... You know, when I see you snapping on somebody... And threatening somebody's life. Oh my gosh, shit! No matter, I'm like, look, I don't.
Is that what you took from the story? You fucking piece of shit.
Well, this is what I saw. If you let me finish, I can finish my thought, and then you can make a statement after that, or you can ask me questions. But when I saw you snapping on him, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I like how, and then you seem more intimidated of me, which I like.
I am not intimidated by you.
The upside of all this is that Bobby, I can tell, is a little bit like, all right, dude, no. Louis is the real alpha here now.
No. Nobody's scared of you.
I've been scared of him since 1999. I met him in 2001.
I would literally let you fucking beat the shit out of me, but I will come back at you with a ski mask and take your eye out. I don't give a fuck about you and your screaming. But I get nervous when I see you screaming at somebody, threatening you to kill them.
I didn't say to kill him. What did I say to kill him?
Well, you're going to fucking beat the shit out of him.
Are they trying to find him?
I get nervous when you do that because I don't want to see you. Because usually the ones... Even if you're right, they see somebody screaming. That's the one they're going to fucking get. And I thought you were going to... I didn't want to see you get arrested. I didn't want to see you get in trouble.
I just want to see you in the ski mask with your fucking fat face bulging out of the three holes.
I liked it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I didn't help him, but it was he really did get
fucking
there.
Fucking Big
he?
Van Vader.
No, you should wear the Ninja Turtle mask.
Well, Big Van Vader. It's going to look exactly like Bobby Kelly in a ski mask. I promise you.
Big Van
Hold
Vader?
On. He's an old wrestler from WCW that's going to fucking crush it. 1, 2, 3. Boom! Image, bitch. Oh, shit.
That's funny. We'll count it. Bobby's not that strong, but okay. Sure.
I really, he goes 1, 2, 3. Then he goes, image, bitch. Hey, you work for me, dick fart. How's that?
Think of a Puerto Rican wrestler. I'll pull that one up.
Yeah.
There isn't one.
Yeah, you look like the ultimate snorier.
What happened with you? did he fuck you up? Did he do something? I don't know the story. I got pieces of it.
The 1 second synopsis.
Please.
We talked about it
I understand. I get it.
So
no one even knows who you're talking about.
Me and Kurt
Metzger,
gonna
find out.
Me and Kurt Metzger got into a thing like 6 months ago. I was at a comedy club. He was waiting to go up on stage.
Oh, I remember
hosting.
That. We were together right after that.
Yeah, he fucking lit me while I was on stage to basically cut my time short. That was a misunderstanding, essentially, but we butted heads then, and then he was dicky to me. His version is I came at him like, you know, like an animal. My version is he was super condescending and shitty when I asked him why he lit me. Regardless.
Maybe somewhere in the middle.
It was somewhere in the middle. We were shitty to each other. We got into a thing then. 6 months later, we don't talk since then. He started texting me a bunch of shitty stuff. I started texting him a bunch of shitty stuff. We didn't talk for 6 months.
Yeah.
See him at the comedy store. I ignored him when I'm walking in. He gets pissed off that I ignore him. I didn't like say anything, and he starts screaming in front of a line of people outside of the comedy store, and Big J and Kim and a bunch of friends that are comics, that he's gonna fucking stick me like my worthless father and leave my son fatherless. Straight up, like crazy shit. And by the way, I didn't even know this at the time. Like, they didn't tell me exactly how far he went with it. And he was just fucking, he was in like a blind rage, and
he's a little heavy-handed.
He just started
being
getting
a little
fucking
heavy-handed.
He started going crazier and crazier.
Really?
And
but you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
This is uncanny.
So Dave Smith, you know, he comes, and Dave's just like, he doesn't want to like work me up, but he's like, dude, just so you know, Kurt seems like he wants to fight you. Like, it's not like he's not talking shit. Like Kurt's saying he's gonna, like, he didn't say he's gonna like kill me.
I like your Dave Smith impression too. It was subtle but good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, right?
It was good.
But then, so he's trying to play it down, but he's like, dude, just be ready in case you see Kurt, because he might just like swing on you, right?
He might fight you.
And then Kim,
Dave sings a little bit when he does his fight you.
Kim turns the corner.
Yeah.
And she's like, Kurt's saying crazy shit. He says he's gonna stab you. You gotta fucking. She turns into a Puerto Rican girlfriend, which is fucking incredible.
It's hot, really hot. Oh, she's so hot.
So then Kurt leaves. We do a podcast. You listened to the last episode of Legion of Skanks, the one that just came out on iTunes.
Yeah.
And
did you just summarize it? I'm not really a.
It's an entire.
Guy.
It's an entire build up to the night of if Kurt's gonna come back to the store.
Right.
He comes back to the store. Now at this point, in between the two shows, because we had two shows, I had heard all the crazy shit that he said, that he was gonna stab me. He texted me. He was like, I'm not gonna have to. Maybe I won't have to stick you. He said something like that. It was like crazy. And I'm like, he's saying stick you, which is annoying me as well.
Did you give him a Puerto Rican accent when you did that?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So he gets there, and then it just gets crazy on stage. And at one point,
he came on stage.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So he came out. He texted you he's going to stab you, leave your son fatherless.
Yeah, well, he didn't text me that he's going to leave my son fatherless. If I would have known that at the time, I think I would have fucking... I would have went crazy.
So then and then what do you say to him? He comes on. Why did he come on stage?
He comes because at this point we're trying to make it a show. It was a bad idea.
Okay.
It was a bad idea. So
you're trying to do some
shit. You know, we bring him on stage, and he says something. He's just being a fucking prick. He's calling me. He called me stupid, and I was like, Kurt. I was like.
Joe, you're a fucking ass.
What?
We all thought that. But all right, so one Kurt.
And then
what?
It got to a place where I said something, and he said, what are you going to do? Or is like, he was like, why don't you make a move? He said, why don't you make a move, and I'll show you what I'm going to do. And then I took my whiskey cup, and I flung it at his head.
You have your own whiskey cup?
Plastic?
Yeah,
metal?
We showed all his whiskey cups.
Can you get that at merch.com?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it metal, plastic? What
plastic,
are we talking?
But full of whiskey.
It's a whiskey cup.
But I can't throw and hit Big J.
Because you
in the
didn't
head.
Have a father. He got stabbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you had a fucking dad, you would have thrown hit him right in the face.
So then it got, you know, I just wanted to fight Kurt at this point. This point, it's not like, I'm not, and I try to convince him to fight me. We go outside. He won't.
How'd you try to convince him?
He hides. I'm calling him a faggot, like, calling his girlfriend a whore. I'm like, your girl's a whore, right? I'm like, she's right there. Oh, yeah.
Who's his girl?
Annie Letterman.
He's dating Annie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's funny is they're outside and Kurt's acting all like, why is he acting this way now in front, behind security?
Oh, really?
And then Kim's like just drunk and being like, she's like, why aren't you talking shit? She said we're going to stab him. He's right there. He's right over there. He wants you to stab him. And I'm like, come on, Kurt, let's take a walk. I'm being crazy. I'm not even saying let's fight. I'm like, let's take a walk, bro.
That's the worst thing when someone's being passive aggressive. No, dude, I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Let's just take a walk and get ice cream.
Annie goes,
you like ice cream?
Annie's like, Kim, you should be defusing the situation. Just shut the fuck up. And Kim goes, what? And she grabbed Annie's glasses off her face and threw them on the floor. She's like, make me shut the fuck up, bitch. And
everyone was
like,
insane.
Oh. And then they got into a cab and they left. And, you know, me and Metzger basically squashed it afterwards. So that's the whole story.
It's like, squashed.
It's squashed. I mean, what are we going to do? He ended up apologizing for, you know, taking it to that level. And, you know, he ended up doing Jeff Leach's podcast. And I think he sort of realized, you know, he's sort of reading some of these texts that he was sending me. And he was like, shit, dude, I'm like saying. And then he also, like, I've been there for Metzger. Metzger's never been there for me. It's not like a dude has looked out for me. It's not like you. You know what I'm saying, Bob? You've, like, really, really been there for me before. Right. Metzger's gone through some shit. And I'm like a dude who he's, like, called late at night to, like, fucking vent to. And, like, and right. I think he started realizing that he was being a fucking real shitty friend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we, you know, we squashed it.
Well, good. I'm glad it squashed. Because that was, pretty fucking intense video.
Yeah.
Kim, you gotta love Kim. How hard were you when you saw that?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna get her pregnant.
So, did Kim and Annie squash it? Are they cool?
I don't know. I hope they
that
fight.
That sounds not great.
Kim was like, fucking fight me.
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck.
It's so Puerto Rican. She took the glasses off so she didn't get arrested. She didn't get arrested for punching somebody with glasses.
Yeah,
she knows the rules of engagement.
You know, Kim hates people that look smart.
Really?
She's just like, oh.
She's dating you. Yeah, so, yeah. Nothing? All right. Well,
I liked it.
You.
I smiled. I was covering it. I was covering my face as much as I could.
Boom.
Because of the comments you made earlier.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Like, Kurt is like struggling a little bit. Seems crazy.
Look, I know I know I'm crazy too.
How's Kurt doing?
And that's why I want to go to anger management because, you know, I can't keep on getting into shit. You know, and it's happening more and more. It's more fucked up. The more success I'm getting, the more I'm letting go to having, like, real-world responsibility. Like, I feel like I'm above, like, the law. Like, I walk around blunts all the time now. Like, it's not a problem. Like, I just, it's a weird thing. I feel like I have less accountability for some of my actions, so I think I'm quicker to, like, tell somebody to shut the fuck up now. It's bad.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, because eventually you're gonna be actually successful, and I just think...
I'm not gonna carry away, Joe. He can do what he wants to do. No, but that's good, though, because your anger, you know, you're getting older, dude. I've been trying to work on my anger for the last 5 years. It's in a motherfucker. It's hard to that's the way we express ourselves. That's the way we let shit out.
Express
yourself.
That's
why when I see you yelling, I've done that. I've wanted to do it. And it's,
me and you have been in screaming fights.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, you know, it's never gotten to the point where we've threatened violence on each other.
Yeah.
Because it never.
But because I think that. I'm not scared. If we're yelling at each other, that's just kind of the way we do things.
Yeah.
It's when you do it to somebody else and they're like, what's happened? What do you know? The other people have done it. Like, me and Joe, I've apologized to Joe because.
Not enough, but yes, you have.
But me and him have gotten into fights, and the way I argue and the way he argues are two different things.
Yeah, I don't argue. I'm a gentleman. I like to say, I disagree. Yeah. You should go to Alan. We should all go together.
I'm not going to your fucking therapist that everyone goes to, you psychopaths.
You should. You went to him.
I went to Alan, and I saw the look in his eyes that he was going to share my secrets.
No, he actually didn't. He actually told me he didn't want to work with you.
Okay. I don't like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, he's too aggressive.
Did he really say that?
No, you fucking idiot.
I'll fucking show up right at his office.
Who are you going to go to?
I don't know.
Are you going to go to therapy, or are you going to...
I don't know. Whatever. I got to look into different anger management.
I don't know if you want to do anger management.
I think that's what I need.
I don't know if you want to do it. Watch the movie first. It's a little intense.
Yeah.
Stinks.
It's a little intense. You know. Plus, you have that... If you go to therapy, which is the same thing...
I go to therapy.
You go to therapy now? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Where?
Where
downtown, uptown?
Yeah, it was uptown. Now I do it on Skype.
You Skype your therapist.
Yeah.
This is dead air.
No, it's not dead air. I was reading this. It's how to argue. It says arguments don't have to be hurtful, but they can easily turn that. I can't read. They can easily turn that way if you're not careful.
You got to start with a compliment.
Luckily, there are several techniques and tricks you can try, which will allow you to get your point across without turning discussion.
Yeah.
Your mouth does not look that much like an asshole today. See, compliment.
That's
now,
that's terrible. That's now I can mean, say. It looks just like an asshole. I mean, I'd rather take honesty. It looks like an asshole that does piercings.
Arguing.
Play fair. Play fair, Lewis.
I do play fair.
Play fair.
But here's the thing. I write the rule book.
What? Respect the other person. Respect the other person.
That's nice.
But that's you see, it looked like just like Kim, that Puerto Rican chick.
I know, these are all interracial arguments, which I find a negative message.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is a Puerto Rican yelling at a white lady.
Say something, Blanquita.
I think that's good that you're going. I think it's good because you are an angry dude, but you're not angry around your kid whatsoever, ever.
I'm really not.
What is that, though?
I hold it in. I think it's a problem, right? I think it's almost like what happens with people on the internet. They get to YouTube and Reddit where they don't have accountability for their actions, and they, like, let loose, and they say crazy shit because, mm-hmm. you know, in society we're, like, fucking, we're just beaten down. And you can't really say anything you think anymore. So I think what happens is I hold it in when I'm around my son all day, and then as soon as I drop off to his mom, I just scream the N-word.
What's wrong with you?
What?
What's wrong with you? It was too long to get to that. What really?
You get what I'm saying?
What
it's
really?
It's not that crazy of a thought.
It is a crazy thought. I'm talking about.
I don't mean literally the N word.
I know what you're saying. Why are you able to shut it down like that?
Maybe it's because your son is the only person you truly
trust,
have ever loved
or truly love. Maybe it's the intimacy of that relationship that you feel safe enough not to be this fucking fuck you.
No, it's because I...
Why are you turning into a Long Island Yenta, too? No, it's because... What the fuck is that?
It's because, you know, he's my booby and I love him. No, I don't know. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Ugh, very off-putting.
It's my new character.
Lewis, I think you're a wonderful dad, but this voice sucks.
My name is Modi. I'm a gay comedian. I didn't know Modi was gay.
He's not out.
Yeah.
Neither did we.
What are we doing here?
What's wrong with you?
Modi's not out.
No.
He has to be out.
Dude, stop.
Edit.
Stop it.
There's
no editing. I don't edit this show ever. Jesus Christ.
He never said, don't tell everyone I'm gay.
Stop saying he.
Oh, my God.
What, I got to call him a she?
What the fuck?
Now you're going to out, what are you going to out Donnelly next?
What are you doing?
Fuck.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you guys are going to be talking about shit. Christy and Colin's relationship next.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oy vey.
Oh, my God. I wasn't supposed to tell you.
Everyone is gay. That's the way we'll make it so that Modi's not gay.
Queen.
Everyone that we know is secretly gay in the closet. That's a bit we do.
Why can't she be a little straight? I'm dumb. She's a lesbian. I thought I had found the one. We were good as married in the mind, but married in the mind's no good. Oh, pink triangle on her sleeve. Let me know the truth. Let me know the truth.
We should
fuck.
What song is that? What song is it? Who's it by?
I have no idea.
Guess.
I don't.
Guess.
Want to. Three, I don't
three
like,
guesses.
I don't
three
like
guesses. $500. Me and Joel split it.
Yes.
Go.
I'll give you $250. Three Go. Guesses. No help.
No help
if
at all.
If there's any help, it's null and void.
Yes.
Null and void.
What if he knows? What if he's playing us?
And you have to donate it to an environmental group.
Nope. You could eat with it.
How is he going to buy enough food with $500?
It's a light breakfast.
Three guesses. No hints. I don't want you looking at the computer right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Three guesses.
Yeah.
You ready? For the next 30 seconds.
She's a lesbian.
No more hints.
That's not a hint. I'm singing the song.
It is so hot in here. It's fucking crazy.
I got the, turn the fucking, but it's not on. It's
oh, shit.
On
I'm wheezing.
No, it's iced. Put it on ice.
I can't afford to pay this bet.
You ready?
Yeah.
That is
three guesses.
First
just
of
get
all,
the band. Just all you need is the band.
I can't afford to pay you.
Nickelback.
No, oh, God, that hurts. The money just went down 100 for saying
no way.
To imply that we knew a Nickelback
song.
Shut up.
You're giving a hint.
By
you're
heart.
Hint. You're giving a hint.
I'm not giving a hint.
Now he knows,
sucks.
He knows it's not a shit awful band that he likes. I guarantee Bobby's a fucking Nickelback fan. I guarantee he loves Nickelback.
Who is Nickelback?
Love him.
I don't know.
I think they used to sing, "Look at this photograph." What? He's showing him shit. What is this?
Oh.
He's cheating.
He's not cheating.
I already called. This bet is null and void.
He's not cheating. All right, you ready?
Go.
Null and void.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you
no.
stink. You stink.
But that could have been. Like, you know a bunch of weird shit like that.
Yeah.
It's the...
It's a...
The...
The
no, don't lie to me.
It's re. It's re.
Whoa.
I
Linkin Park.
You stink.
No, they stink
Weezer.
Also.
Pink Triangle by Weezer.
Oh yeah.
On the album
Stinkerton.
Pinkerton, the best right. album they have.
No, second best.
You're an idiot.
The first album is so much better. What are we doing? Let's get back to some business.
That was
that
pretty fun.
All...
I like that.
No, that was fun. But we can't discuss Weezer albums. These people are going to tune out.
Wow.
Why not? They like it.
I thought that was pretty good.
My sister bought me that album for Christmas. It reminds me of Christmas.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? You have a sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're going there. I'm happy about that. But isn't that your character though? You being a fucking crazy person. Isn't that kind of your brand?
What if you
become a happy person that doesn't get angry anymore?
No, don't do that. This is what Alan's always done. This is what he said. What every comedian comes in and says, they're afraid to get calm and take care of their stuff. But you have to understand that you're a funny person no matter what happens. Yeah. Even if you lost a leg or your kid died or you got shot in the whatever.
What? The fuck would you bring
that
one up?
I'm just saying, like, if you got held down and fucking beaten or, like, you know, someone stole your kid for money, you'd still be a funny person.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm just saying, anything horrible happened to your child.
Will you stop saying?
If someone taped him up and took him to another country, you'd still be a funny person.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? Even if he wasn't more fun to be around than Max, he would still, you'd still be funny.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
It's what are you, so hot.
Is it on?
It's on high.
I gotta take
this is the way your fucking team looks at me. They're looking for affordable sliding scale therapy. You fucking scumbags. Is that the way you see me? Like I need a fucking affordable sliding scale therapy?
Do you want me to look for really expensive therapy?
No, you just fucking look for therapy. You don't go, it's not about the fucking price. It's about the quality of therapy. That's why you got a fucking nose ring.
Alan.
Stop.
Because he goes to sliding scale therapy. He makes decisions like that.
Well, why are you getting angry? Aren't you trying?
I don't like how your fucking producers put me in a fucking poor Puerto Rican corner.
Well, I don't know if they put you there. He was just trying to look out for you. Maybe get you some scale shit. You know? How much you want to spend? $300?
I don't want to spend anything.
What are you going to spend?
That's what he's trying to do. He's looking for cheap.
We're trying to get you a nice therapist.
No, I'm going to start another podcast. Podcast or therapy.
No, dude, you can't do a podcast about
anger management.
No, you can't.
No, we
can
do better than that. Maybe stranger danger.
How about this? Pissed off Puerto Rican.
No, that stinks. How about
the fuck, Joe?
What? I'm just saying it stinks.
I didn't say your stinks.
I know, but we're trying to. Kinda...
All right, but you know that's not how creativity works. You don't just smash somebody's idea. You go no. Maybe not.
No, you're supposed to let it pass. That's the way you do it in a writer's room.
You
go, okay.
Yeah, we'll let it pass.
That's the proper way to do it. All right, so practice. Let's practice.
Right, do it again. Let's do it again.
I'll present an idea.
Go.
You practice. All right. What if we got the show is eight guys. Yeah. They all fuck each other, and then they switch, and then they also raise a small kid. What do you think?
The
real world.
All right.
That was season 2 of The Real World.
Okay. All right. It sounds good.
That was good, Bobby.
What about
Louis George was bad. That was bad.
What about we make it three guys, and they do a podcast?
That could be something.
And they don't fuck each other. Two of them want to, but can't because they're married.
That could be. What else? See, that's how you do it. That's not bad. What else does everybody think?
I also think since I started chewing Blue Chews, like my spirit is gone.
Hey, come on. Don't say that. That's a fucking sponsored, bro.
That's from them. It's his sponsor. Go ahead. Say whatever you want. We'll just blame the fucking head
the dude.
Of, yeah, the guy from
they know how much I love Blue Chew. I can't even deny
look at
that.
There you
they
go. That's it. What we know.
They know how much I love Blue Chew.
I love Blue Chew too, baby.
Let's get to some good business. You know, let's talk politics, something serious.
Well,
you
listen,
know?
You've been bringing up this. I've been sending you facts, and you've been
politics.
Sticking it back in my face.
It's really bothering
facts?
Me.
What are you guys doing here?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to give you, I'm not trying to say you're wrong. I'm just trying.
This is what people do with climate change. They say you're wrong, as though I came up with this theory. As though I sat there and was like, you know what I think is happening? I'm talking about NASA.
I'm talking about Stephen Hawking. I've had this for 10 years. People go, well, what about this? And you send me a thing, and when you find any climate change, it's not hard to do. You send me a guy saying the truth about climate change. I Google his name. He's immediately... He's been paid $250,000 by ExxonMobil.
Look, here's the deal. Can I tell you guys, I don't know who's wrong or right about climate change, okay? But can I tell you what the truth is?
Let me ask you this.
Let me finish.
What other science do you...
Let me finish.
Sorry, I apologize.
It doesn't matter. Go love your fucking wife. Go have a baby. Buy a house. Be successful. What are you worried about fucking climate change for, Joe?
You have a child. I'm worried about your child.
Why are you worried about my child?
Stop because
about
I love your child.
Fucking weirdo.
I love
your child.
Did you
get my kid out of your head, fucking fruit bag?
I like the way he sits. I like his legs.
Hey, fruit bag.
It's not...
He has hot legs.
Let me ask you this. What other, what other science do you deny? What's some other things?
I'm not denying it, Joe. I'm
eugenics. Because you're afraid.
I'm not denying
you'd
rather
it. Not do
anything. I'm not going either way. I'm just saying, Joe.
So you're neutral on the environment.
I'm going to say this.
Please.
Is that they can't get you to do anything if they just say, hey, look, we're having some problems. We need people to be more responsible. And they have to scare the fuck out of you. They have to say it's too late. It's fucked up.
They're doing the opposite of that.
2040, we're done. It's over. That's what they're doing because they need you to go, oh my God, we have to fucking recycle. We have to do this. We have to. I get it. I get what they're doing. But it's the world isn't ending in fucking 40 years or 20 years. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a. We've
done. Bobby's world is going to end in about 12.
Yeah.
thanks for giving me the extra two. I think around 10. It's not ending. It's not.
So you're just you're not interested in the scientific.
Listen,
thing. What makes you think that?
I'm.
Why do you think you're smarter than 3,000 international scientists?
This is what
Bobby
you guys
knows fucking
do.
Science.
Not,
okay?
Not you guys. You're making it political.
Because you're saying
this is science.
No. This is what you're saying to me.
He's saying you don't know
you're
science.
You're saying what you're being passive aggressive.
Aggressive. No, I'm being aggressive.
You're being passive aggressive because you're saying
I'm not passive. I'm being aggressive.
You're saying what do I? I'm not saying I know anything. I'm saying that I've looked on both sides of it, and we've been through. How many degrees hotter is the Earth than it was
when you're in the room
100 years ago?
It's not. There's not both sides.
That was pretty.
The
good.
Other, it was good, but you didn't finish it.
There's not both sides, Bobby. The other side is being paid for by
right now.
The fucking gas and oil and fossil fuels company. You can look at it.
Well, yeah, but
the guy you sent me immediately, he is paid
hundreds
of thousands
of
dollars.
What about the woman?
Why do you keep saying that? The women.
The woman on the video that I sent you.
What the fuck are you guys even talking about? Nobody knows what you're talking about. I'm telling you.
I sent him.
The IPCC report.
Slow down.
I think I added a C.
I sent him.
IPCC. No,
he came on last podcast and told us that the world's going to end in 2040.
I thought the world's going to end.
What'd you say?
We have about 10 to 12 years to drastically change some things, or the world is going to be in a very, very bad place to live. And you don't have to. They've been talking about this for 20 years. It's happening. How many storms of the century have we had? You don't look at one weather event. You look at all of them. We've had the worst droughts, the worst wildfires. We had the fucking hurricane, whatever the hell, that blew Puerto Rico to pieces. We just had Hurricane Michael developed in 2 days, annihilated the panhandle of Florida.
Stop
right
trying to play
that,
God, Joe.
Spain
Stop
just had their
God.
First hurricane.
But
how accurately does scientists have to predict
I'm not saying that we're not fucking up the world. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying that it's not as dire that we're if we don't make a change tomorrow, we're dead in 2040.
Okay.
The world is done. The atmosphere, the world has heated up. It's cooled down. It's done a bunch of shit before. And you're blaming it on what?
Not me.
Scientists
you keep me.
Scientists, well, your people.
You also look like
not
a scientist.
Your friends.
This is not
your
political.
Best friend. Your best friend.
This is not political.
What are your friends doing?
This is Stephen Hawking. This is NASA. This is the astronauts. This is fucking scientists.
I know,
are
but you,
in agreement.
Listen, here's the deal. You got a nick on your finger in the middle of the woods, and we had to open an emergency fucking first aid kit.
Well, certainly I have anxiety issues.
You
but this
do.
Is, this
That's
is
what
the difference.
I'm saying. You have anxiety
but
issues.
This is here. This isn't me making this up. You're acting like I
you
came
said
up
we're
with
dead
this.
In 20 years.
Well, I'm saying
my
that I like
son,
a little,
my I have to worry about my son.
You
I
should worry about your son and the environment. Here's the thing. You're an outdoors guy anyway. So even if you don't believe in climate change, don't you want to preserve? Don't you think we should have an environmental protection agency? Don't you want a cleaner environment and planet, water, trees.
I do, and I agree with all that. I just don't like scaring the fuck out of everybody while doing it.
It's not about.
I don't like saying your son's
going to
be dead.
I didn't say that.
He did.
It's not about scaring the fuck out of people. It's understanding.
He's going to be a mutant.
That there's a problem.
He's going to grow like a fucking extra arm out of his back.
It's about understanding that there's a problem.
I understand there's a problem. I think everybody does. I don't like the fact that we overfish the oceans. We fuck up the land. The food we eat is garbage. I understand all that. But I'm not saying in 20 years, it's not all crumbling away.
Now, why do you think that?
Because it's not.
There we go. That's Max. That's Max in 20 years. We got a picture.
That's my dick fucking 2 weeks ago. What makes you so
Dad,
sure about that, though?
Why didn't you recycle?
The ice is melting, categorically, factually, which is causing the sea to rise.
Joe, who cares?
The
Shut
water's
up.
Getting warmer, so the hurricanes are getting more
who
frequent and bigger.
Who cares?
You
no
have a child!
Cares.
You have a child!
And guess what? We are going to fucking live our lives like we're going to be as happy as possible. I don't think that...
He's going to be 27, but that's all right.
He's going to be 27, and just like fucking Jimi Hendrix, he'll live a long life.
And Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, die at that fucking awesome age to die.
I better start practicing the drums so we can be remembered by...
Yeah, I'm Joe, you're fine, but what do you want us to do? What is your point of all this?
What do you want?
I want you to vote. I want you to fucking...
Fuck your vote.
By the way, you want us to vote for your people. You're not saying go get educated.
Yep.
Figure out what side you want.
Figure out which issues you want. I'm
trying to
educate.
There's a whole fucking slew of people to vote for.
Yep.
So what you're saying is just go vote because you want to. I would rather say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stay out of it. Guys, go vote. For the people who know what the fuck they're talking about, go vote. And then guys like me and Bobby, we should go fucking fly fishing.
You want to go fly fishing?
I would love to fly fish with you, doggy.
You've heard the news.
Oh, this guy.
97% of
go to the woman.
Agree.
Scroll to the
climate
woman.
Climate change is getting worse. Carbon could cost us.
Go to the woman.
Which woman? What are you talking about?
I'm going to bring you to the woman.
Bring me to the woman.
Bring you to the woman.
Bring me to the woman.
Here's the woman. Ready?
Bring
here's
the woman
the fucking
to me.
Woman right here.
This lady?
No, keep going. Keep going. Right there. Go back. Okay, this woman.
Climate change deniers.
That's Obama.
There we go.
Still a debate
that's
over the
former President Obama.
That's rough.
I bought what they were saying.
Judith Curry is a climate scientist at Georgia Tech. She once agreed with the scaremonger.
Scientist.
What changed?
Oh, wait, pause for 1 second, though.
Gate.
I don't respect females in any industry. So this is, I have to sort of discount what she's about to say.
Okay, that's fine, but let's just hear it.
Well, it wasn't a joke.
Feel a plot among the world's top climate scientists.
A group of esteemed scientists were strategizing to squash their opponents. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Why should I believe this instead of my own judgment? What scientists actually agree on is a very narrow slice
Stop.
Of things.
That's not true.
Okay. Okay.
That's not true.
But you're not a scientist. She's a scientist. You're telling me to believe scientists. Science.
Yeah, yeah. But you're pulling up
science.
One, we gotta move on from this because it's silly.
Well, could you
why
start,
is
no,
it
no,
silly?
You start looking as soon as the scientist agrees.
First
with
of all,
you,
she's
you
like,
on?
Why would I agree with scientists instead of my own? She said something. My own.
She did not
What's
say
word?
That.
She said, pull it back. Whatever she said. My own. I forget the word she was. I want to quote accurately.
No, she said they're doing it.
Play it again.
That's what women scientists
should agree on. Is a very
no, back
go back, back up, back
slice.
Up, back all the way. Up a little more.
We're
a little more. Go back.
No, no.
Right there.
Reveal a plot among the world's top climate right scientists.
A group of esteemed scientists were strategizing to squash their opponents. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Why should I believe this instead of my own judgment?
Stop. You know
my
why?
Own judgment.
Yeah, no, her own scientific facts. That
no, no,
she's
she didn't say that. She said my own judgment.
As
she didn't
a
say
scientist.
My own judgment,
as a scientist, she's going to go and she's going to actually
and
do her
what scientists are squashing their opponent. There is no opponent. They're scientists.
Hold
no.
on, Joe,
they're
Joe,
making
Joe,
this
Joe,
political.
Joe.
You're like saying
you
that,
understand that they are backed by the fucking coal industry, right? You do understand
that. You understand that doctors, just because it's a doctor doesn't make it, he's fucking great. They're bad doctors. There's bad scientists. They might be strategizing against to say we need everybody to believe our way of thinking. You think that's impossible? You think scientists are held to a different standard than the rest of the fucking human race?
This is international. I will admit for the argument that you can pull up people that will say it's not real. I bet if you did a little bit of searching, she's probably
let's
being
do it.
Paid
let's
a
do
pundit,
that.
Just like the
let's
first
get
guy
her name.
Me. But
let's
up,
do that right now. I will fucking let's do that.
Look
this
up
is the thing
IPC.
That people. But this is what people don't
this
do.
It's so amazing to me that we're arguing about science. Like, do you doubt
she's a scientist.
When the sun? I know she's one
Joe,
person. You'll be able
that's
to find
three,
some
no,
people.
All three of the people that are on there were scientists.
Yes, this is a piece about how global warming's not real.
Look I'm not up, saying
what
it's
about
not
Joe,
NASA.
Joe, why are you fucking arguing stop, science stop. With Bobby Kelly? He's the only friend of ours who has his own gravitational pull.
Wow.
I'm trying to do something resembling jokes.
You're going to have to.
I'm trying.
This is the problem, though. As soon as you have a fucking conversation.
But we're talking about. You think we're arguing about politics.
I'm not getting angry.
You think we're arguing about politics.
I'm not getting politics. I'm saying that you're panicking about something that you don't need to panic. Dude.
I'm not panicking.
You told me. You told me I need to worry about my son.
You should. You should be concerned about the future. You should be concerned.
I am. I'm concerned enough.
Do you feed your kid fast food?
No.
Why?
Because I.
Because Bobby moves very slowly.
Wow.
Why not?
Can we just? Can you try again? Do it again. Just try. You have another. You have a good one in you.
No, I mean because these are, none of these are bad.
Try
none
this
these
one.
Are bad.
Try this one.
You guys are hot.
No,
try
good.
This one.
You're hot.
Good.
Because Bobby ate it. That's good. Ask me the question again.
Do you feed your kid fast food?
No.
Why?
Because Bobby moves too slowly.
No, say because Bobby ate it. Try it again.
Because Bobby ate it.
Why don't you feed him fast food?
I give him fast food every once in a while. He can have fast food. But the reason why we don't give him fast food is because Dawn cooks every meal. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. She cooks homemade food.
It's not because you think it's unhealthy?
I think fast food, certain fast food is unhealthy, yes.
Why do you think that?
But because it's not homemade. Because it's frozen. It's made. I don't know where it was made.
There's studies, lots and lots of studies, that it's unhealthy food.
But some of it is not unhealthy. Smashburger is better than McDonald's.
Smashburger's not healthy, Bobby.
But it's not as bad as McDonald's for my kid.
How do you know? How do you know what healthy food is and what is unhealthy food?
Well, I know for a fact that Smashburger is made right there with meat. McDonald's is a frozen burger that they made who knows where and heated up for you there.
My question is, how do you know the difference between healthy food and unhealthy food?
I know the difference between healthy food and unhealthy food because
people did studies.
Hold on, by the way, this
yeah,
woman,
this information,
this woman is the an American climatologist and former chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Georgia Institute of Technology. She seems somewhat accredited.
I mean,
somewhat. I mean, let's look at her Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Let's see if she's
let's
been
do
paid
it.
That, by any.
But this is. Can I stop
groups?
You
and
for
this is
one,
also one
but
woman?
Can I stop you for one second,
please.
Joe? This is the thing that people will refuse to do. If someone disagrees with them about a subject that, and then, you know, we can't talk about it because you don't agree with what I agree. You're not fucking. It's like, why can't we do this? Why can't I find something or this woman? And you go, well, let's find out if she's accredited. And if she's not, if she's then it's like, oh, you taught me something. Then I learned something. Then I maybe can understand what you're saying. Or maybe she is. And maybe we can have a conversation about something and learn from each other or do a little research on something. But to just go, you know, we can't talk about it. We just can't move on.
I say we shouldn't because it's getting crazy, but we are having a conversation.
But it's
now,
not,
yesterday,
I'm not heated.
Yesterday,
you're
you
right,
sent
Bobby.
Me a guy, the first video you sent me.
Thank you, Lou.
The first video
all
you sent
matter.
Me, immediately,
yeah.
I wrote back, look at this page
and
where
what
he's
did
getting
I do?
Paid.
And what did
you
I do?
You said nothing. You sent me a new video.
I went
you
and I did
say,
more research. I went and got more videos.
Okay, but to your point, if we're having a discussion
yeah.
and you're saying people can't admit when they're right or they're wrong, why don't you go, oh, wow, that's interesting. He is in the pocket of the coal and gas company.
And,
my bad.
But no.
Let me see what else I
no,
can find.
No, that's not. You said that, and I was like, all right, let me. What about this? It wasn't a fuck you, Joe. It was, hey, look at this. That's
okay.
what it was.
Okay.
You took it as a, hey, fuck off for some reason.
I didn't take it as a fuck off. I just.
Can I have a quick
question? What about her?
Can I, cause,
you raise
look
your
at
hand?
That. Judith Curry is in with the Koch brothers.
Let me see. Read it.
Yeah, but this is GregLeadon.com. Who the fuck's he? All right, Greg, we get it. You think Greg might have an agenda?
Yeah, I think Greg has an agenda. What does it say? Anything? No,
it
of course not.
She might be in with the Koch brothers. It's some dude speculating
yeah.
on his fucking blog.
Some speculating douchebag. This is what the fucking problem with the internet. This every fucking
the truth
dickhead
lies
has a voice.
Somewhere in the middle.
What?
The truth lies
well, my
somewhere.
Point is,
that should be your new podcast.
In the middle.
Louis J. Comer's Truth Lies Somewhere in the Middle. Every
yeah.
week you have
can
somebody
you,
on.
Can you, I'm sure there is, let me ask you, I'm sure there is a some sort of video out there that somebody breaks down both the myth, like a quick fucking video, the myth of climate change, and then also why climate change is very real. Why don't we look at something like that so we get a little information, because it's a lot of yelling without much.
But there's stats of like the world is getting warmer. The temperature is getting warmer. We had a Christmas fucking 3 years ago. It was in the 60s.
Has it gotten warmer before? In the history of the Earth, does it get warm and then cold again?
The end of the Cretaceous period.
What does this say?
The average global temperature of Earth has increased about 0.8 Celsius, 1.4 degree Fahrenheit since 1880. Two-thirds of the warming has occurred since 1975 at a rate of roughly 0.15 to 0.2 degrees Celsius.
And what does it say right after that?
But why should we care about 1 degree of warming? There's a thing right I looked at down here. A 1 degree global change is significant because it takes a vast amount of heat to warm all the oceans, atmospheres, and land by that much. In the past, a 1 to 2 degree drop was all it took to plunge the Earth into a little ice age. A 5 degree drop was enough to bury a large part of North America under a towering mass of ice 20,000 years ago.
Yeah, but has it dropped before? Will it go back down? Will it go back down? Is this the way the Earth works? Will it go back down, or is this because of us?
And this is unprecedented.
But hang on. Some of these studies, right, that they say the Earth... they're saying that it happened when we didn't have cars. The Earth temperature rose when we didn't even have fucking cars or hairspray.
This is part of the study that 97% of international scientists agree on. 97%. Now, many of the other percent, the ones we've already looked at, have been immediately found to be in the pocket of the gas and coal company. Something very similar happened when cigarettes came out. There was plenty of science and doctors. You can look it up.
Cigarettes don't cause cancer, Joe.
Exactly. They said exactly that. Now, it's become common knowledge. And part of this, they were talking about this 25, even 50 years ago. But right. 20 years ago, let me just finish this one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a climate change joke in Hot Shots. That's how long ago they were talking about it. Now, not only have they been talking about it for 20 years,
ozone layer.
Exactly what they were talking about is happening. Exactly. There's more Category 5 hurricanes than we've ever seen. Each year we have
what
more hurricanes.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I want you to stop talking.
Now,
I'll do whatever you want.
This is where...
whatever you want that will make you stop yapping, I will do it right now. Vote. Fucking stop using hairspray. You want me to fucking recycle? What do you want me to do?
This is where it comes to politics. And I understand.
Now it turns into politics. All of a sudden now I can't fucking, now I can't abort a baby.
I thought we were having a good discussion. It wasn't politics
Now it's my woman, my body. Me too. We get it, Joe.
That's why I said now where the politics comes in is unfortunately
where it always
half
comes in.
Of our politicians, the Republican Party in America, completely by fucking party denies that this is happening very much because they're on their side. They're funded by fucking gas and coal brothers.
Because this party seems like fucking annoying as shit.
And I agree.
Party, they're
I
just
agree.
Like dancing and
that's
drinking.
That's what we talk about a lot. I agree. The left is fucking annoying and drives me crazy.
Fucking annoying.
I agree.
Fuck.
Oh, but at some point, you have to go.
If Trump came in right now, he's like, global warming. I'm like, I'm with him.
I'm with him. He's fine.
I'm with him, dude. Let's move on.
They really do.
But
their words
at
stink.
Some point you have to go, I got a kid, maybe I should be concerned.
Your passion stinks.
You're complicit. Everybody, they love that word, complicit. Fucking stick that word in your asshole.
You're going to have to answer to this as an adult. You're going to have to
I'm not.
I did nothing.
I'm going
to
be dead in 12 years.
At the most.
I did nothing. I didn't feel like it. I had a podcast. That's what you'll say to your children.
No, I won't.
I didn't care.
That's not true. I recycle. I plant my own fucking vegetables. I live up in the woods. I hike. My son knows about nature. What? What are you talking about? I'm doing my thing.
He's actually doing more for the environment to make it better than you are by yapping and fucking crying.
Yeah, I do a lot for the environment.
That's great.
So what are you saying?
That's
I'm
great.
Just saying that I'm just saying that it's not all over in 20 years. I'm saying that they fucking
right.
I'm saying that they scare the fuck out of us.
So you vote for their party.
Exactly.
No.
It's the same
this
shit.
Is,
yes.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit,
not,
doggy.
This is where you're making it political.
You're making it political.
It's not Democrats saying
it's scientists saying it.
Internationally.
And they turned into Democrats.
And they're Democratic scientists.
It's like scientists said it. And then you guys get scared and you go, good, go vote Democrat.
That they're not doing that.
Yes,
you just did it.
I'm doing it.
Joe,
I'm not a scientist or a politician.
They're transgendered scientists.
The scientists are just making the report.
What does this say?
This is Gary Johnson. I don't even know why we're pulling up Gary Johnson.
Because he was, because you guys talking about Democrat and Republicans. He was the Libertarian candidate.
He's at the Comedy Cellar with Joe List.
And they asked him when he was running what he would do about climate change, and he said he doesn't care because one day the sun's going to swallow the earth. So he would do nothing. He would do nothing against it.
Right. Yeah, because I got to be honest with you, we can sit here and you can sweat the small stuff, and you could waste your entire life complaining and going, "Oh my God, blah blah blah," or you can go and fucking plant a tree. What do you want me to say, Joe? Go plant a tree. I promise you.
I've been doing a lot of this.
Did you plant a tree?
I planted a tree. In my parents' backyard 4 years ago. The best time to plant a tree is 1,000 years ago. The second best time is right now.
I planted a tree.
You planted a tree? That's great. I love
planted
that.
Two trees in my backyard, and I grow my own fucking vegetables.
That's very good. That's great.
Great.
That
Bobby did try to grow his own Twinkies as well.
I don't know. I think you have it.
Do I have it still?
I think you still have it. You just keep it.
Where is it?
You just keep it today. Keep the bomb down to today.
I don't care.
Actually, put it around your wrist.
If I wasn't here, this would be a very serious conversation about whatever he's talking about.
Yeah, we would never get another comic to sit there and try to be funny either.
No, they would sit there and they'd be like, "I will tell you my serious opinion on this right
now."
But
if it was Dan Soda?
And he wouldn't. He would. He'd be like, "Well, let me tell you something very safe.
Let me tell you something, folks. You gotta go plant a tree." Hello.
Plant a tree.
Why do you plant tree? We Russia. We chop tree down and put in stove to make soup.
This is the last thing
I'll ask.
The
tree is planted.
First of all, nobody pointed out. Nobody pointed out how great my food argument was.
We just summed Dan Soder up in four impressions. I love Dan.
My food argument was flawless.
What was your food argument?
How do you know the difference between good food and bad food?
Okay, what's the point of that? Tell me
the point of it.
Yeah, tell me the point.
They've done studies. Scientists have understand what healthy and what isn't healthy, and you understand that.
I understand.
Let me ask you this.
Can I just say something, though? You don't understand. That does not mean shit. That does not mean shit. There's fast food. Panera Bread makes good soups, makes great salads.
Okay, McDonald's. Okay. You know what I mean when
okay.
I say fast
well,
food.
Well, Smashburger, certain burger places.
Is this a sponsor?
Smashburger does not make healthy food.
What's going on with Smashburger?
It's making me feel.
What's going on with Smashburger?
It's a burger, Bobby. It's not healthy.
I'm just wondering if there's any other kind of scientific, unanimous scientific information that you just
disregard.
You're
saying that your thing is perfect. It's not.
The reason why I know
Dawn's food is healthier is because she picked every single ingredient. That's why I know home-cooked meals are healthier because she knows and I know what she put into it. I don't know when you go out to a restaurant anywhere.
Right.
Is fast food.
Are you trying to get us to admit that that scientific studies have been done to prove that certain foods are healthier than others?
Yes. We take it. We understand.
Is this even an argument?
Obviously.
Stupid.
But I'm saying, here's the thing. There are also politicized versions of that same argument, right? So back in the day when they came up with the food pyramid, there was that documentary on Netflix.
The food pyramid is bullshit.
Right. But that was scientific at one time. And there was political agenda behind it.
So Chipotle, healthy food.
Bob, let me make this point. When you look at that and you look at that whole scenario, you can go like, I don't really buy anything that any of these scientists
Chick-fil-A
are saying.
Healthy food. Keep going.
But you, I mean,
I'm adding to it.
Again,
Wendy's
admit
healthy food. McDonald's has healthy food.
Bobby's,
keep going.
Bobby's just ordering on an
Ruby
app right
Tuesdays. Ruby Tues. Cheesecake Factory, healthy food. Taco
this
KFC.
This part doesn't make sense what you're doing here.
What are you talking? You're naming unhealthy places and just saying healthy
no,
food
they
afterwards.
They have healthy food.
Yes,
they all have healthy
that's
food.
Not, okay.
Subway has healthy food, whole grain bread. Panera Bread, healthy food. Almost every restaurant. I think I did write this. Football season is well underway now. Let me ask you something, Lewis. Do you bet football? No, you don't care about football, do you?
No, I do. Oh, yeah. No, well, not football. But sometimes, actually, Super Bowl, I throw some money down.
Are you winning your office pool? No. Well, how would you like to double your money right now? Guaranteed, Lou.
We'd love it.
Well, our friends at BetDSI are making that possible for all you motherfuckers at home this football season when you register with promo code YKWD100. All right? You got to help right now. Do this what you do. You get extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is offering the double your money on your first deposit. That's right. The deposits start winning. Get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right away. Right out of the get-go, promo code YKWD100. When it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything. They had odds on you, Lou, when you had your fight.
Fuck yeah, they did.
They fucking did.
They're awesome. That's why betting side is more fun as well, because they give you the free money to play with.
They give you free money
to play with. And there's stupid shit you can bet on. Even if you're not into sports, they have like different NFL, categories. Yeah, like but
global
things.
Sports.
Politics, Joe.
Yep, politics.
Joe, if you bet if the world's going to end soon, I'm sure they'll get into that.
I think I'm betting.
If there's a line on it, bet DSI. We'll do it. If there's odds, BetDSI will put a line on. Celebrity reality shows. BetDSI has been online for 20 years and has built an impeccable reputation for service and fast payments, combined with an excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. Okay, you know you're ready to win, so let's do it. Join BetDSI.com. Just join it today using promo code YKWD100, and you're already won by doubling your bank ride. Boom, right there. That's promo code YKWD100. Get in the action. Get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines this season. We got the Red Sox are in the World Series right now. Okay. We got the Pats are probably going to go to the Super Bowl again. We got fights coming up. We got all kinds of stuff. Do it right now. Play to win. Enjoy the game. That much more when you bet DSI.com. Promo code, you know what, dude? YKWD100. There you go.
Can we look at some of the presidential odds right now?
Yeah, please. I think Trump's going to win again.
I think there's a really good chance of that. You can bet them on BetDSI.com.
Yeah, you can. I think Trump's going to win again. I think that all the fucking shit, I think certain people are getting, like, look, I'm probably more independent or in the middle than anything right now, but I talk to people, they're fucking getting fed up with this, attacking people in restaurants and screaming and yelling and making everybody feel like shit because you don't believe the way they want you to believe.
Yeah, by the way, just get offline. Just let go of the internet for a minute. Nobody's really doing that in real life.
I did. You know what I did?
I'm gonna bet Bloomberg.
I put an hour limit on social media a day. And if I'm on a social media social media, as soon as I'm on for an hour, all my shit shuts down on my phone. I hope
social media hits the planet and kills all of us today.
Media. I'm from Boston. I say media.
Look at this. Michael Bloomberg plus 6,000. That's a good bet.
I like Bloomberg.
Yeah, he could win.
I like
Bloomberg. I'm going to put a bet. I'm going to go to BetDSI right now.
Use promo code YKWD100.
Okay. Yeah. YKWD100.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Who do we want out of everybody? Let's see. Who do they got there?
Hillary Clinton is what? Where is she?
Plus 6,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Michelle Obama.
That Bloomberg is a good bet.
Michelle Obama's not running. Will you stop?
No, but that
pipe dream.
But Michael Bloomberg right now, you could win $6,000 on a $100 bet. I think he's going to run.
He's not running.
You don't think so?
No, he's a fucking billionaire. Why does he want that
headache? So is the current president.
He's a millionaire.
He's a billionaire.
He is now. He was a millionaire.
No, he was a
And I guarantee he's not a real billionaire. Maybe he is now, but
Bobby's
he wasn't back then.
Speaking so deeply out of his ass right now.
I don't. He wasn't.
He doesn't want to be wrong. This was a moment where Bobby
a billionaire.
He just doesn't want to be wrong.
Trump, please tell me how much money he's got.
He's a billionaire now, but he wasn't.
2014.
He's fucking
Trump's net worth 2014. Thank you. Yeah, before he was president. Ready? What was it?
Stand him.
Why? What if I'm right?
You're not.
You got it.
You're not.
This is through 2011.
Oh, sorry. That's fine. That's fine.
He had like $11 million when he was 8 years old.
That's not a billionaire.
No, I'm just changing the topic while we keep moving here.
What? 1.5 billion.
1989. He was a billionaire already.
Was he a billionaire?
By 88, he was a billionaire.
No, sick. No, look,
but he
90s.
Dropped in the 90s.
He dropped in the 90s. He lost a lot of money. Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Scroll. 11. What is he?
Excess of $7 billion.
All right, I was wrong. I apologize. You were right.
But it says with $250 million in cash and very little debt.
Thank you.
So I guess the rest is
all
property and
bullshit.
Yeah.
It's his net worth.
Yeah, but he's not really worth that. You can, dude. If he has to run, he's getting $200 million and he's done.
Bobby, you're just speaking out of your ass. There's nothing even being said.
How about
right
the
now,
Mega Millions right now? $1.6 billion.
Why don't we all take $100
Let's
today?
Play.
$100 each. Us three.
I got the $250 we saved from the Weezer bet.
That's true.
We get $100 each.
Nickel bet.
Right? And we put it in, and we split it three ways if we win. Right now, $100 each. So $300 quick picks.
It would just kill me inside.
That's too many quick
ways.
Picks, though.
Really?
Yeah.
$1 billion?
$1.6 billion. I don't want to split it three ways.
What is three ways?
Well, $500,000. Let's say it's $500 million.
Yeah.
We're going to get after taxes. So $500 million divided by three is what? 175-ish million each.
So you wouldn't mind? That would bother you?
Mind it? It would suck compared to
what?
What?
There's a certain amount of money you can't even.
Why
do
Why don't I just repeat
with?
You going what?
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 What? What? What'd you say?
Nothing.
His nose ring sparkled. Well, give me that. I get nothing. Holy shit.
I don't like all this nose ring business. I feel like you're attacking the new guy.
I am attacking the new guy. He needs to understand what's going on here. You get attacked a little bit when you come into this environment. How long has he been here?
A day.
This is his first day?
Yeah.
No.
And already doing so much better than Mike Suarez.
I haven't yelled at him.
Unbelievable.
He's
pulled up every single thing immediately.
He's literally amazing. I mean, but he pulled up stuff that I was going to ask.
See, this is good.
Like, stuff I was going to ask was
this
up.
This is what we need. Whites taking jobs back from Mexicans. Make America great
That's
again.
A fucking...
He's got my vote, this guy.
What about this? I want to know your opinion. What's that? What do you got?
After tax with the 1.6 mega million, do you get 489.8 to 569.5, depending on what state you live in?
I was right in there. I was right about right.
They take a billion away.
No,
in taxes,
half a billion.
No,
it goes it drops from 1.6. Yeah, drops from 1.6 to under 6.
Yes, they take half a billion. Am I crazy?
No,
you lose a whole billion.
You lose a billion. The state becomes a billionaire.
After all the shirts,
you
stuff,
don't become
a
billionaire.
Lewis,
the fucking government becomes a fucking billionaire off of your billionaire win. Yeah. It's infuriating.
Yeah, but the person who wins is going to spend $20. And become a multimillionaire.
It doesn't matter. The fact that they just come in and they fucking say, no, it's ours now.
It's frustrating. But
that's crazy.
But you're playing with knowing that.
I know, but it's crazy.
You're buying into that.
The problem is that we're so complacent and we buy into that and we go, like, that's just okay. That's a problem. They take a billion. They take almost all of it.
Like mob. It's like a mob.
Mushy Mike actually texted, Trump's net worth is largely based on his own claims of his property's worth, not independent appraisals. And he wrote, am I officially fired?
I say yes to the second part. He could come in. He could be a guest occasionally.
That's not really a strong
We have suit. A superior Mike. I'm sorry, Mike Suarez. You're a good man.
So is Mike gone now? Is he taking over?
Yes, he's gone. He's out. What, are you kidding?
Well, he's listening. Will you stop?
I know he's listening. That's why I'm saying it. I wouldn't say it if he wasn't listening. He stinks.
That's the easiest way to fire somebody is when they can't look you in the eyes.
Yeah. Just kidding, Mike. I love you.
Why did the lottery winners go broke? That is interesting.
Well, because they don't. Why? You ever hear that saying?
No.
If all the rich people gave all their poor money in 2 years, they'd have it back or something like that. 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 6 months.
Poor people are garbage.
Yeah, they're garbage people.
They're garbage, dog. Have you ever, like, walked into the hood?
That's why they're easily manipulatable.
So, like, with like global warming, you can get them to just vote the way you want
to
vote?
No, it's the other way around.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to... Poor people aren't doing anything good with their money. They give it away. They fucking take elaborate vacations.
Give it away,
they're
give
not
going to
invest
it.
There's a reason they got... They don't make good decisions, so they got to being poor. They had every opportunity to make the decisions that, at the very least, not be garbage and poor.
If you're poor, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Right?
How could you... That's not very democratic of you.
I believe
that. I'm joking. I hope everyone to know that I'm joking.
But it is your fault. There's an infinite amount of decisions in front of you where you don't have to be poor.
How are you poor? If you got if you got $400 million, how...
Because
you
they're going to make the same
that.
Shitty
You're
decisions they made to get themselves to be on welfare before that. So they're not going to play the fucking chips the right way.
On $100 million, what's the annual interest in a bank? How much money do you make off of that? That has
5%,
to be.
5% is like
what is that? How much?
So 5% of $100 million is $5
million. $5 million a year.
Yeah.
You're going to make just on if you don't fuck with that money. Yeah. So you can take the other $390 million, take $390 million and fuck with it. How much are you getting? $400? All right, so take $290 million and just do whatever the fuck you want. You're still going to make $5 million a year off of that $100 million. All right, do you become...
I'm wrong about the interest.
What is it?
The interest is it's 0 to 1% annually on deposits.
So how much is
bank.
It?
So you make a million on $100 million every year.
That's it?
Yeah.
But it's still a lot.
You just let it sit in the bank.
What about the stock market?
But
if you put it in mutual funds,
that's really safe, 5%. Super safe investment. Yeah, you can guarantee 5%.
So if you put it in a mutual fund, you're going to make 3 to 5%.
I would put it into betdsi.com, promo code YKWD100. Right?
Yeah.
Would you give anybody money if you want to?
Oh, yeah.
That? Would you give money?
I would give Lewis money to stop doing his podcasts across the board.
How much would it cost to stop doing your shows?
No more Puerto Rican. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yes, you can do Legion of Skanks because it's your baby, and I guess it has some success.
I can't talk into microphones on my podcast. I can't, but I can still do Legion of Skanks.
You can do Legion of Skanks. That's it.
Why would you give him Legion of Skanks? You're giving him $100 million. He can't do anything.
Because his fans have nothing else.
Listen,
they have nothing else.
They have Jay and Dave, the best part of Legion of Skanks.
That's. I agree that that is the best part of Legion of Skanks.
So
nobody thinks that.
So, Kurt Metzger does. So, how much would it cost? $100 million? $100 million to stop everything.
Stop everything.
Everything.
Yes. Talking into microphones.
You got to walk.
Do I have to stand up as well?
No, you can do stand up. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah. Yeah. If Lewis as much does as you stand want. Up in a club, does it still bomb if no one can hear? I don't know. I couldn't. It still worked. I don't know what it was. I was going for something.
You could have just stopped if Lewis does stand up in a club.
It must be late Sunday night.
It's either a Thursday or a Sunday.
I mean, I don't know if we're being, we're joking, fuck these people, but like the reason they go poor, these people are not, the people that go poor don't know anything about finance. A lot of them can't even read. They just go and buy a ticket and they get the money.
You hire a money management company.
I know, but they don't think to do that.
As soon as you get money, you get a money management company.
But they don't trust anybody or the system. They've been beaten down by the fucking life.
It's not about trusting anybody. It's about, listen, you have to put your money in mutual funds. You have to have a retirement plan. You have to have your money making more money. And you just, it's, instead of having it in a bank, I have my retirement is all in a mutual fund. It's not in a bank.
I understand that, but I think you're coming from a place where you understand some
you
money.
You were raised
but
by whites.
I was not. I didn't. Nobody in my family had that fucking shit. Nobody. I was taught that shit.
Nigga,
by people.
I'm buying a purple yacht. Fuck a mutual fund.
Oh, boy.
Jesus what? Christ.
I know the hood. Sorry, you guys don't understand the hood like I do.
I don't think it's necessarily the hood. It's also the middle of the country and wherever. It's a lower income people, I think, typically are winning the lottery and playing the lottery.
Isn't there a lottery curse, though? There's a curse on people.
You're thinking of Sports Illustrated.
No, a lottery curse. People who have won the lottery have been
the Red
cursed.
Sox.
Like, people have died. The whole just right bad shit happens. What does it say?
It's suicide, depression. Well, what happens, I think, is that you think your life is going to change, but money doesn't
first
actually
of all,
change
if
your
I
life,
win, if I win $500 million, Don and Max can stay, but Don's getting the boot. She's gone.
I'm you can get nice that 17-year-old Puerto Rican lady. By lady, I mean girl.
17. I'm going to get his girl. I'm going
to
go for
you can pay to change her birth certificate so she looks
Kim.
18.
We need $500 million. Huh? Yeah. Just give her a couple weekends.
He's going to bird dog you, dog. How come they don't use the term bird dog anymore?
I'd love to take Kim on the road. Would that bother you if I took Kim on the road with you?
Go. Take her out of my house. Fucking making me furious.
Did you see me and her on fucking Insta stories? Yeah, what a great show. Thanks for coming. Okay. Then she at the end, she just kissing me on the cheek. And I'm like, what?
I guess bird dog means something different than I thought.
Can you just look up the curse, please? Don't just don't look up what he
it's
says.
It's not a literal curse. Bob.
No, there's a curse.
It's not real. It's a magic.
Yeah,
it's not
this
real.
Is the thing. Where I'm arguing
curse,
about
man.
Climate change and science, and then I find out that Bobby believes in curses.
Yeah, that's the movie Hocus Pocus.
I mean,
you're
come on.
Of.
There's no God, Hocus Pocus. Yeah. Hocus Pocus.
Bobby believes in curses in heaven.
There's a
He's
fucking
a
lottery curse.
He's a fucking
please,
nerd.
Please tell me about the lottery curse. Please.
You're using the word curse, Bobby.
What?
Look at it.
I'm gonna do this to your mouth. Bigger.
That is extremely hurtful. I'm trying to have a nice debate.
Hey,
here.
I just made Zach laugh. That never happens.
Zach has been winking at me and giving me thumbs up throughout the entire episode.
I told
he's
him to do that.
Nice job.
I told him to do that. I told him your self-esteem needs it.
He's been licking his lips at me the whole time when you guys aren't looking either. It's fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
Because I want you guys to see it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Take a photo then, you all fucking right. Queen. Just take a compliment. Are you... Anyways, are you a Green Beret?
A Green Beret?
Yeah, why do you have a Green Beret?
Oh, it's a band.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you ever hear the band White Reaper? Have you guys heard this band? You know them?
No, I don't think so.
They fucking kick ass. Everyone really? Should check out White Reaper.
Why?
They're great. They're great. I'm going to play
what are you,
a
their
couple
manager?
No, but I want people to know about good art, you know? You fucking know, bro?
He's such a hippie.
I'm not a hippie.
You're a fucking hippie.
I'm the opposite
plant
of a hippie.
Plant a tree. The world's coming to an end. You hear about this new band? I bet they're not even rocking. I bet they're fucking...
No, I bet they're not metal. They sound like it's ironic.
Not metal.
It's ironic
metal.
Horseshit.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Because White Reaper sounds like it's going to be awesome metal.
Joe, stop. Just bring up White Reaper. Please, stop. We're going to bring... We have the technology. Barely.
No one said metal.
But you said they're rocking. I guarantee they're not rocking. Let's go.
What are you talking about?
Bandcamp?
You listen to fucking 80s hair metal.
I love fucking Greta Van Fleet. I love Royal Blood.
They're rip-offs. Greta Van Fleet is such a rip-off.
They're not a rip-off.
No, listen to the first one. Reaper, the other one.
You should be able to pick any random song, Joe.
Any song, if they're rocking.
Any song of this album.
Go ahead, play a song right there. Play the top one.
They make you buy it.
What do you mean? They let you play it a little bit right there. Play it.
Just say you fucking like it. I know you both like it.
Listen. It's Oasis. Oasis. You heard Oasis.
Play Oasis.
I thought I had heard it, and you're actually talking about Oasis.
You want to talk about band ripoffs?
No.
Oasis.
Okay, let's play this game. I got a game. I got a game. Lewis.
I don't want to make it right.
I need you to be impartial. I want you to be impartial.
Yeah.
Play that. Play Oasis. Listen.
Haven't had to tell him to make it big or keep the volume off. Not one thing have I told Mike 2.0 anything.
Tell me who's more of a ripoff. Yeah, that sounds very similar.
No, that's old Oasis.
Oh, it should be able to pick any song.
Play Oasis. No, that's the guy from Oasis. That's not Oasis.
This is Oasis. Play Oasis.
Wonderful. Wonderwall. Wonderwall.
Bobby, it's not any Oasis song. There's a specific song that sounds like.
Yeah, okay.
And that was Oasis.
Go.
That was Oasis.
And you don't even know Weezy. You've got Nickelback.
This isn't the song.
What song is it?
This also isn't the song.
What is it?
Mike, you're doing a great job.
Well, don't turn on me. We're on the same side.
You're not a player. Which
you're attacking him together.
Robert,
this is what you do. You divide your own team up.
Lewis.
We're on a team. We're attacking Joe. Let's attack him.
I want Lewis to be the impartial jury. Now, tell me which sounds more like
the other
one.
Supernova.
Or.
That's not it either.
Play Greta Van Fleet.
Champagne Supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me company in the landslide
with a champagne supernova. A champagne supernova.
Bobby Fox guys.
White Reaper. White Reaper.
Okay, pull up Greta Van Fleet. If they're not the biggest Led Zeppelin ripoff, it's fucking insane.
All right, put up Greta Van Fleet.
Tell me this isn't a bigger ripoff of Led Zeppelin than they are of Oasis.
Let me hear.
You got to pull up videos. Pull up videos and then go to what song? Highway Tune. That one. Shut the other one off, though.
This band... They will.
How many better people say? How many men mean a change?
Right,
where were you while we were getting high?
Here we go.
Insane. That's crazy. It's crazy. It sounds like a cover band.
You see the review for their album that came out today that like slammed them?
Even Slash was like, I wish they didn't sound so much like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, this stinks. You are my
special. And you are my special. You are my midnight, yeah. So sweet, so fine. Robert Plant!
Right here, listen. Break it up.
Mama! Oh!
Come on!
Like a good song.
This is new music?
Yeah.
Alright, shut it down. This sounds just like Led Zeppelin.
It's so egregious.
Play Led Zeppelin.
But like his vocal is insane. And he even has a line where he says, the land of ice and snow. Where you're like, dude. And he does those, ooh yeah, ooh yeah.
All right, this is the Led Zeppelin. They're a little. A little bit. What are you going to do?
It's every review of every album talks about how they're just doing Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
The White Reaper kicks ass.
Go scroll to the middle. Let's get to the music, right?
I mean, we're all familiar with this song. Oh!
That sounds a lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah, very much.
All right, let's get to some new business.
Well, we got 7,000 fucking Spanish people from Central America are making their way to the border, and they're going to kick their door open and fucking...
They're from Honduras.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. They're not just from Honduras.
But they're not Spanish. Certainly none of them are from Spain.
No, they're Spanish people.
Latino.
Latino, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah, you fucking... That's why nobody likes the left.
You guys aren't going to explain.
Well, because we correct misinformation?
It's not misinformation. They're Spanish. We know what they are.
They're not Spanish.
They're fucking...
Don't get me wrong.
What language do they speak?
I hate them as much as I hate Spanish people. I'm just saying.
I don't know what's going on.
There's around 7,000...
people.
Latinos,
they're called people, Robert.
Coming from Central America, and they're like, fuck you, we want asylum, and they're coming to America, and they're going to fucking walk right into the country. And what happens is that's fine. You can do that.
And that's cool, man.
A lot of people do that. They come over, and they seek asylum.
And that's cool, you know.
Why? Why can they do that?
They're not supposed to do it, but a lot of people do it. And if you make it over the river, and you say, I'm seeking asylum, they have to give you, what happens is they give you a bracelet, they process you, give you an ankle bracelet, and you have 24 days to come back to go to court to be processed to see if you can become an American
it's
citizen.
It's like a music festival.
But 7,000 people they can't do, so what's going to happen is...
They're going to shoot them.
No, they're just going
to mow them down as they approach the border.
They're just going to be here. And what happens with that is that now that's the way to get into America. Just get as many as you can and just come across.
By the way, it's only three families.
Now we're talking. Yeah. Fucking losers.
It's what do you want me to say here?
That's the funniest thing he's ever said.
Lewis, we're not trying to get you to solve it. You're like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's not on you. We're just discussing a thing on a podcast. I want you to say a joke. Which you did.
No,
you nailed it.
I'm making a point here. I fucking can't.
It's so funny. Hey, we don't want to know your thoughts.
Well, you said it like you were Secretary of State.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I can't go to fucking Canada because I smoke weed.
Yep.
Why can't these fucking immigrants come into this country and just walk in? What do you want me to say here? I have an issue getting into Canada. It's a whole fucking to-do.
Yeah.
Because I got caught smoking weed in the street a few times. So,
Well, you're trying to enter Canada legally.
Shouldn't there be a process?
There is. There's a process. But the process can't handle 7,000 people doing it. Yeah. That's why they're doing it. Some people say that the left is sponsoring this. Some people say that they're being given money from the left.
The president is saying
Joe,
that.
Are you okay with them walking right into the country?
Yeah. Immigration is extremely tricky. I mean, the president is saying that, first of all.
No, he's saying it, but a lot of people are saying that, not just him.
What about
he's
you,
not
Joe?
The only one.
Joe, what is your opinion on this? I'm going to always align with the left.
I really don't. I don't. I am fucking for science. I'm for gay marriage. I'm for trans rights. I'm anti-war. I believe in taxes. I mean, yeah. I'm
for trans rights. I'm anti-war, but I don't believe that you. What happens? I was talking to the Feature Act in West Palm this week, and he was like, "That's how I got here." And I'm like, "That's fine. You and your mom and your brother, when you were young, and your father took a chance, did it, and now you're here." But 7,000 people going fuck you. But if they got caught, they would be sent back.
But keep in mind, I mean, first of
7,000 people going fuck your laws. We're just coming in no matter what. That's an invasion.
First of all, I would say this.
On the wrong foot.
First of all, yeah. Immigration is by far the trickiest of all the issues to me.
Yeah,
the other ones are to me seem a lot easier.
Yeah.
Should gays be able to get married?
Yes.
Death penalty. I'm against.
You want them? You want gays to die if they get married?
But like immigration is very tricky. I don't understand it completely. You can't have people just pouring in, but also we're supposed to be huddled masses, all that stuff. I don't understand. I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
but it is worth mentioning at least. It's not just 7,000 assholes who are like, "Fuck it, we're going to America." They're in horrible conditions in their country.
But you don't know who they are.
I don't. No.
You don't know who's in that mix.
I just feel like for discussion point, they don't just decide.
I understand
they're
in horrible conditions in their country.
They're in a fucking bad situation.
They're going to just bring that horrible situation to our country.
It is. It's tricky. It's a complicated.
No, that's once again, you get yourself where you whatever it is. I'm not saying it's their fault. They were kind of born into a shitty situation, but they still only know how to deal with things like fucking.
Our whole country is founded on give us your poor, you all that shit. Everybody come here and you can have a new life. So it is tricky, but I don't think you should say fuck your. We do have laws. And I don't think 7,000 people going, fuck your laws, we're coming no matter what you say, is the way to go about it.
Yeah, and I don't think that is what's...
That's what's happening. They're coming. They're coming to America no matter what you say. That's what they're saying. We're coming, and they just ran through Mexico. They literally ripped the fence down at the border.
Right.
That's against the law.
There's going to be some repercussions when they get here, I'm pretty sure.
But that's against... You can't just go to a country and rip down there.
I understand that, of course.
I mean, what the fuck? That's crazy.
No, I understand. It's a fucking... It's a tough issue.
But a lot of people are like, yeah, that's fine. Keep coming. We'll take them all. And 7,000 people is not a lot of people, by the way.
I like there's an ad for Aziz.
It's not. They're letting hundreds of thousands of people in other countries.
It's a lot.
There's Aziz.
A targeted ad.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I don't pretend to, and it's fucking complicated, and it's crazy.
You know the answer to...
Global warming, which, you know, that's less complicated than immigration.
It's far less
sarcasm.
Complicated.
Yeah. I like it.
Far less complicated.
Very rarely used by Lewis.
It's not less complicated. The science of global warming is less complicated on fucking immigration laws?
I would say the issue of climate change, yes, is that, yeah, we should try. I don't want to go back to that. Let's stick to this.
What did you bring up there? What is this?
So this is the caravan that's slowly coming from Honduras. It's okay. Like 7,000 people. This is the
Dodge?
Route that they're taking. It's one Dodge Caravan with 7,000
people. Crazy, dude. They really fucking squeeze them in there.
Great commercial for a fucking car company right now.
They said this is where they're at right now. They said this is where they're at on Tuesday. They're going to rest here before they start heading north up to
And where
the
are they? Where like are they going? Train. What border are they going? What part of the border? American border are they going to?
I don't think there is like...
So there's no path that they're taking? We don't know where they're trying to come in?
So, yeah, I don't know if they would just give up there. Where exactly
we have to know. I mean, they're not just going to sneak in. It's a group of 7,000 people.
Well, I think it's going to take time to get through Mexico.
I mean, look at the little baby, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't let him in.
You don't know who that baby's raped.
Well, come on. Look at that little cutie patootie.
Look at him. He looks like he's menacing.
He's got an adult face.
But isn't there a way to process these fucking people? Isn't there a way to put them somewhere and slowly process them into the country?
I think that's what they do. I think a lot of this is in place, and this does happen.
Just look at that adorable little girl with that little little chubby mom that's kind of cute, too.
The mom's 12 years old.
But I think also, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I think there's fucking horrific conditions in Guatemala and Honduras. Like a horrible dictator
Venezuela,
type of thing.
Venezuela, Guatemala. Yeah, there always has been. It's pretty difficult
3G,
to live there. Yeah.
3G but cell phone service.
I think whatever the thing is to not dehumanize the people is important.
Horrid. How could you live
in the debate?
How can you live? They have internet cafes.
They don't have central air.
What the fuck, man?
They use like the window units.
Yeah, they have fans.
How can they not have central air? They're Central Air America.
All right, we're going to end on that one.
Are we ending?
Yeah, we're done. It's an hour and a half.
Oh, there's 20
minutes. You know how it works. We go through the whole thing and we'll there'll be other.
Yeah, all right. I just don't want to leave. I'm lonely, Bobby.
Well, we can smoke a cigar.
Yes! Let's smoke a cigar. I'm at the Cellar tonight. I'm headlining.
I got to do this fucking Comedy Cellar show.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, the TV show.
Yeah.
You're doing the TV show. Current events. So you got a bit about this?
I don't. I don't have. They gave me the topics. I don't have fucking anything.
Just send in this episode. It's
but you're
hilarious.
Good, though. You're a funny guy. You can go, you fucking,
Well, I think that what they do is you just, I don't want to, what I saw last time is people were just taking jokes and it was like, oh, baseball. So they'd be like, yeah, baseball's good, right? And one time I was at a park and, and then I went to the mall after that. And the malls suck. And they just went into their mall joke from baseball. They just said baseball. That was the segue.
That's not bad.
You think so?
How about Sarah did a show? Sarah did a show in Florida.
I thought you were talking about Sarah Silverman.
No, my wife.
Talking about fucking Louie. Jesus
Christ.
How did we
skip that?
I don't understand. It's like you're a friend of his. It's
me?
No. Oh. Sarah. And it's dying out. And all of a sudden, this is what you talk about on fucking Stern?
Well, she was asked.
Yeah, and also, I think she sort of defended him. She was like, look.
It's not defending anybody, dude. You know, it's you're saying, oh, yeah, he did it to me. I liked it. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I think in a weird way, like, you know, having a woman who's respected as sort of a, you know, a feminist voice in that world saying, hey, you know what? It wasn't that bad. You know, he's ready to come back. She said he's ready to come back to work. He should work. He should address it in his act. But she defended him, you know. I think it's good for a woman to be saying, hey, it's not that big of a deal that he jerked in front of me. I think that,
but why,
you know, he was in a position of power with those other girls. He wasn't in a position of power over me. We were more or less equals. So
why say it now?
Instead of then.
Why? I mean, saying it now is just bringing it all of it back up to light.
He's still, yeah, but it's every it's, time he goes out, he gets fucking a new blog written.
Went
TMZ.
He went up at Giggles.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just went up at Giggles. And the Herald, the Globe was fine with it. The Herald went and got whatever girl comics that hated him in Boston to fucking smash him.
If you're a fucking, if you're a comic and you go onto a fucking newspaper and that's your moment, like, I'm going to smash another fucking comic,
yeah,
and that's your thing, fuck you. You stink. Period.
Do you want to hear what they said?
Yeah.
I got it right now.
Go ahead. I
got
to leave in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We should start over once Lewis is gone.
Give you a plug.
Real quick, guys. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com.
When is this?
Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez. The special will be filmed on December 9th here in New York City.
That's the day Lennon was shot.
Fuck yeah. That's why I did it.
Weezer Pink Triangle.
Yeah.
Weezer Pink Triangle.
That was it. And, why did somebody tweet that to you?
Zach texted it to me.
Yeah. So, Zach's a piece of shit. He's trying to get me to lose $500?
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
No, he's trying to fucking gain
$250. So, I'm going to be this weekend at Atlantic City. I'll be in Philadelphia. Boston's coming up.
What are you doing in Philly?
I'm doing a Philly Comedy Club.
He's going to try.
No, where? What club?
It's called Philly Comedy Club.
Oh, I know what that is. Right, yeah, over by the Chinese place.
That was just the music. I didn't do
the honk-a-thong voice. Music. We don't have that music.
I'm just saying, I didn't do the honk-a-thong. Oh, I did the music. The music's not offensive.
But yeah, I got a lot coming up. Chicago's coming up. Miami's coming up. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com for tickets all over the place, guys. Come the fuck out and support. I'm telling you right now, the special is going to be incredible.
Yeah, you did great at Tampa. You did great. I thought it was great. He did like 25 minutes in front of me, half hour, and it was great. He killed every show.
You're saying it to me like he's our slow son. I know he's good. These are jokes.
No, I was saying it.
He's been doing comedy 20 years. You're like, he really did it. He went up there.
I was shocked.
He got a walk. He
the
walked.
Whole time.
He swung and missed twice, but they threw a ball over his head, and he got to first base. He got picked off.
I can't believe that they just threw him on an audience. Stephanie Peters told the track. It would be one thing if he was scheduled and people knew they were going to see him. But to have women in the audience who could have been creeped out and just throw him out there is appalling. Appalling. It was an abuse of power. And just to just put him on without letting people know
that
he was going to be there, she added. That was a comic.
Same chick.
Here's another girl.
I think abusive power is used weird sometimes.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I don't know if that's an abusive power. Like, I understand where you're saying the masturbating thing
Lauren
is an abusive
Verge
power.
Isn't surprised it would be the Boston area, as many of the bookers know him from when he was cutting his comedic teeth in our city. They're much more willing to give him a chance, said Boston's old... Boston is old school. It's a boys' club. Which is untrue, by the way. Maybe back in the day it was.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, people have the right to have their feelings, but those female comics, I mean, they have to make a decision. Don't go. Don't go to the club then. If you're uncomfortable,
but first
simple
of all,
as that. You can't...
It wasn't
nobody committed a crime. Nobody hurt anybody. There's no real victims. I'm sorry. I can't sit here and pretend these are fucking real victims. I've been victimized. I've been abused by my mother. I've been abused by fucking family members. I know friends who were legitimately
sexually?
Victimized in a lot of fucked up ways. And I have a lot of friends who have been sexually abused. I have a lot of friends who have been legitimately fucking raped, legitimately hurt in a lot of ways. To call these women
victims... I
don't
think you have to say legitimately. You can just say raped.
Legit rape. You know most of them aren't.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding. No, but so
I didn't know you were sexually abused.
I wasn't really. Technically, if you go by the standard of what's... If I was a little girl, it would have been considered sexual abuse.
Right.
I didn't know, but I had a feeling by the way you kind of carry yourself.
Yeah. But it was like it was a friend's mother who got into bed with me. But
ball.
That wasn't even... That didn't affect me.
How old
were
you?
Like 10?
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Crazy.
She came,
that's crazy.
Put her leg around me, like breathed on my neck, and just
really?
Kind of like grinded her crotch on me.
Oh my God, dude. That's crazy.
Hot, right?
I understand what you're saying.
But
listen, it fucks you up sexually. It doesn't give you a shot
and
at being sexually normal.
Right. You're right.
And making right decisions. And that's what happened to me. I had the same thing thrusted upon me as a little boy. Sex was...
It was a dick.
A couple. But it was a couple big titties, too. And you wonder why I'm fucked. And then cut to not being taught about sex, ever. Then we just have to figure it out. Some lady wraps her legs around you and rubs her coochie on you at 10. That fucks you up.
Yeah.
Especially think of your kid at 10. You want some lady doing that? some friend of Kim's grabbing Jamesy and doing that to him? No. Would you?
You'd still be funny even if it did happen. That's the point I was making earlier.
Yeah. I'd be all right.
Would you be all right with
of
that?
Of course, no, I wouldn't.
No, not all right. Obviously. Furious.
But the point I'm making is that it's fucking disrespectful to pretend that these are some sort of crazy victims. You're like, come on, what are we doing here? We shouldn't be rewarding that type of behavior. That's crazy. And I'm not saying Louis wasn't a creep, but that's what he was guilty of. It's just being a little bit of a creep, and so am I, and so are you, and we're all creeps. We all have our own sexual deviancies and fucked up things that get us off, and, you know, whatever. You want to have sex in public, or you need a finger in your butt, or whatever it is. It's just a different level of your...
I really do. I know you do. Thank God. Why?
But should somebody... Now, hold on. You got a kid, you got a wife. Should all of your fucking... sexual deviancies be laid out there because some chicks feel
if I became too popular and too powerful, yeah, that would happen. I'd be a target. Thank God none of us have to worry about that. But
he also sort of made into a liberal and feminist icon and hero, and you know, that's a big part of it as well.
What, they took their own out?
Yeah, I think that because he's held to that standard, so the hypocrisy of it gets sort of put on display.
I just don't like the fact that, you know, you let Mike Tyson back and that you won't let Louis
back. Mike Tyson
back.
Legitimately raped a chick, beat her, a violent fucking criminal. This has got a fucking one-man show in Vegas.
Crazy.
Broadway show.
Fucking,
it's crazy.
It's never brought up.
It's crazy because he's black. It's difficult.
Never.
White people will not call black people on their shit at all.
President Clinton, there's women that say, he raped me, and you'll never hear from them, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. Yeah. It's like, okay. I don't get it. But anyways, all right, Lou, I'll see you later. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, Louis.
Joe, what do you got? I was going to make a small mouth joke.
I was giving everyone a herpes in. Nobody wanted it. It's been done before, I guess.
Is Louis a magician?
I don't think so.
He just said I had to go, and he went to the bathroom.
He does do magical things. He's a pretty good magician. Louis is a talented guy, believe it or not. Most people not, but...
I was going to say that.
What do I got? ComedianJoeList.com. I got St. Louis coming up in a few weeks, November 15, 16, 17. If you're listening to this right now, Monday, it comes out next Monday, right? Yeah. Tomorrow is the live Tuesdays with Stories at the Hollywood Improv featuring Bert Kreischer, Nick Vatterott, and Henry Phillips, and maybe some other guests. Who knows? But yeah, you can go to at Joe List Comedy. And that's all. I love you. Thanks.
All
for
right,
listening.
Love you too, buddy. I got.
I was talking to the audience.
You don't love me?
I love you the most.
Uh-huh. I got RobertKaleLive.com. I am at Governor's this weekend, Long Island. If you're listening live, come on out. I'm at McGuire's and the Brokerage. You don't have my website? You fucking failed. Literally, the guy you had Lewis's up and Joe's up. But not me.
Those were already preloaded for me when I got in here.
Oh, who didn't preload that? You didn't. What'd you think? I was not going to give my dates?
I figured you're such a professional. You got them off the top of your head already.
No, I don't. I'm a fucking old man. I don't know where I am fucking next week. RobertKaleLive.com. I'll see you later, Lou. Your fly's down. I'm kidding. RobertKaleLive.com. I'm going to be. I'm all over the fucking place. I want to thank all the fans from Tampa that came out. I mean, the shows were sick. And West Palm was fun, too. All you YKWD listeners that came out, fantastic. Thanks so much. I'm going to be like Governor's this week in the Brokerage and McGuire's on Saturday. And then Salvatore's in Lawrence. And then I'm doing Comics Come Home. The lineup for that is just ridiculous. And then I'm going to Minneapolis, Acme Comedy Club. I'm very excited about that. One of the best clubs in the country.
For sure.
Uncle Vinny's after that in November. And then the comedy on Carlson. I'm back up to see you. Fatback Pussycat this Wednesday. Joe, you want to do a spot?
Yeah, I think I'm doing a spot, right?
Yeah, this Wednesday. You want to do one? You want to do one?
Yeah.
All right, so Louis and Joe will be there tomorrow night at 8:30 at the Fact Box. Just go to RobertKaleLive.com. Patreon people, go to Patreon.com/RobertKelly. The new people that joined this week, thank you for joining. I hope you like all the stuff up there. We got a new Live from the Shed coming up with Rich Voss. We also have one coming up with Gabby's dad, David Bryan from Bon Jovi, which two amazing episodes over the next 2 months. And I have a Mike Calta podcast going up there very soon for a one-on-one. So go to Patreon.com/RobertKelly. That's how you support me. So we can do more content up there for you. You get the live podcast, this one, before anybody else. and all the one-on-ones and all the other special content. So go there right now. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. That's it. What do you got? Becky, thanks so much. What do you got?
My Instagram's at humanplaces, the ease of three.
Thanks for helping out again.
Yeah.
Well, Gabby's gone. I really
Such
appreciate it.
Such a better team. I mean, Becky and Mike all the way, 2020.
Mike 2.0? Mike's panicking right now. He's in fucking...
No, White Mike. I want White Mike.
White Mike, but other Mike is getting... Other Mike is getting a divorce in San Antonio right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so...
I wouldn't have been making fun. Now I feel terrible.
Well, it's good, Louis. I'm glad you have that much time.
That's actually pretty good.
For what?
A monkey? Neat. It's nice.
Anyways, Mike, what do you got?
That's amazing.
You can follow me on social media. I'm at Mike Abruzzi on everything. And
you're a comic too, right?
Yeah, I'm a comic. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, I know Mike Abruzzi.
Yeah.
Are you funny?
You worked before.
Yeah, I did.
Are you funny?
I hope so.
Do you want to host tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll host tomorrow night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, you're hosting.
Yeah. And Louis, I live with Diego.
Oh, dude.
Diego, who trained him for his fight.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to him now?
Still sucks.
Yeah. All right, man. You guys are the best fans ever. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys are the best fan. You know what, dude? We'll see you next week.
Bye. You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.